What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Eastern Lariat. I'm your host, Dylan Fox, and this is a show specifically tailored to Stardom, the number one Joshi Pro Res company in Japan right now by attendance, popularity, and all of that. Maybe not your favorite overall. We all have opinions. We all have the right to pick our favorites, but just in terms of scope, we are talking about that today, and we're talking about specifically the five-star Grand Prix. This is Stardom's answer to the G1 Climax, the Champion Carnival, in one victory, all of those tournaments. We are going to be going over the final show today, and we're going to go a bit over the whole tournament. We're going to look at the final. We're going to reminisce about the tournament. And much like happened, if you are a Patreon subscriber, first of all, thank you so much for subscribing, taking the time to listen to our shows, all of that on Spotify now, too. You got to go listen to it. TigerCast W is on there. Did reviews of All Japan, New Japan. I want to do a show later in the week, too, about All Japan, NOAH, New Japan, all of that. We went to WXW, or was it GCW? I know our friend is, we're going to talk about that, was there as well. But if you listen to the Patreon, if you are a subscriber to the Patreon, you heard us covering all of the shows to the tournament to get to this point, which was quite a road when you follow this tournament. You know, this specific tournament, there was a lot happening and to cover.
A lot of head scratching.
That's right. And I have to say that I'm very proud of you, Sondre, for doing that. Obviously, Sondre Bjorn here, my co-host of Dramatic Dream Dragons on Five Star Network as well. But he also joined me for the Five Star Tournament itself. And you're joining me again for the free show for everybody. You're getting yourself out there for the people talking about the Five Star Final.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I will be here to talk about Stardom when I can. And I will always come here for that. Even though they're not my favorite Joshi company, I have to shout out Actress Girls, AWG. But yeah, I'm glad to be back. So fun. Can't wait to break down my feelings on this whole tournament as a whole, because we've talked a lot about it as it was going. So yeah, I look forward to this.
We even made some predictions before the tournament, and long story short, they all got wrecked. Everybody got injured. I mean, even this last show, there were three matches that could not take place due to injury. So nobody wins.
Before the tournament started, on night one, my tournament bracket was completely blown away because I had Sai Kamatani and making it into the final. So.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, that's a grander point we'll make when we talk about the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Because that really set off a chain of events that made the tournament very not great, to be honest, to watch. But, yeah, like I said, just five-star Grand Prix. You know, say what you want about the tournament. And if you look at the tournament specifically, you will see that there were a lot of smaller shows, some shows that didn't really go that well in terms of drawing power. The Julia and Risa Sarah show was a really disappointing number earlier this month, or last month, technically. And then you see a show like this, the final. It's the story of tournaments in Japan this year, because this same narrative came true for all of the tournaments, whether it was G1, Champion Carnival, N1 as well. Like, all of them were the same story. Everything during the tournament was not that successful, like not high attended for the most part, or smaller shows. And then the final comes and you get a huge number, which is exactly what happened here in the Yokohama Budokan, which was 2,507 fans, like nearly the same as last year, which like literally only 36 people less or something like that. Last year was 2,543. This was 2,507. So it's like right up there with last year, which is a very good number for this. And even the show they did the day after at Korakuen was like 900 people. But there was a lot going on, so it was another decent number for them here. So the final was successful. There was interest, at least what was going to happen. There was a lot of names up in the air, you know, for how things went. There was injuries, as we said. All kinds of crazy stuff going on in this tournament, pretty much. And then there was some news coming out of it as well, which we will talk about. But overall, most of this show was for the tournament. But what about the Battle Royal? Did you see that?
No. Oh, okay. I don't have time to watch Battle Royals when I'm making breakfast to get ready to watch the show live.
Let me ask you this question, though. Since you said Stardom's not your favorite company, you said AWG is your favorite Joshi company. But what about Tsukaban?
Oh, no. Still haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. It's basically like AWG in some ways. So maybe you will enjoy that.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
It's just AWG Dark, I think, would be the way to talk about it. But regardless of that, let's talk about... Well, to be fair, we did have somebody who was on Tsukaban on this very show that we're going to talk about. Yeah. But the first match of the night, we'll kind of... How we'll do this is we're going to go through these matches. We were talking about off the air. To me, there weren't a lot of like great matches on the show. There was a couple that were really good, a few that were really good. They were all like solid. Like, there was nothing wrong with the show at all. But more importantly, just kind of go over each perspective person's tournament is kind of where we'll go. We'll briefly touch on the matches and kind of look back at the tournament as a whole. And the final match for these folks was in the Blue Stars. And it was Hanan beating Mariah May here, getting up to 6 points. Hanan and Mariah May tied. They actually didn't have Hanan, the low person, in the block. They gave her the win over Mariah.
She would have been if Utami hadn't gotten injured, because Utami would have beaten her.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, and we don't know that anyway, to be honest with you, the way this turned out, to be honest. So whatever happened, she is not the low person. They gave her the win over Mariah May, and Mariah May is leaving, as she announced it, and we all knew anyway. We kind of figured that. Hanan and Mariah May, what did you think about this match? Just the match itself overall.
Solid opener. It's clear Mariah May really likes Hanan, and it's almost like they have become friends over this year. It's so like obvious, because they were very emotional at the after a match.
Yeah, and the match wasn't special. The aftermath was like very emotional.
Yeah. I'm really really happy for Mariah to put over Hanan on her way out, and Hanan is like, I really like Hanan, and she is like improving with every like month that goes by. I am so ready for her to have a great year next year.
Yeah, what did you think of Hanan's tournament?
Yeah, basically what I just said. Like, she is the lower person in the whole tournament, especially in the blue block, but she keeps having these really solid performances for her, and she had her best singles match ever in this tournament, so that is awesome. Solid opener wrestler this whole tournament, and I am really looking forward to her and Mayu being a tag team during the tag league.
That is correct. And your favorite, her best match was against
Asume.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And the Keijo Shimetsu agreed too. That is her highest rating singles match. So yeah, that was a great match, honestly, in the tournament. The inmates, when I looked at the ratings here, I calculated everybody's ratings for the tournament, and we'll talk about where they placed according to the inmates. That's you guys listening. How did you vote? What did you give them? We will talk about it here. And so here's the thing. Tulsaya, she's disqualified from being rated because she was out right away. So she's automatically like not even counted. But of the other 19, Hanan finished 18th. She was ahead of one person in the cage match ratings, which I think is fair. Not because of her, like, anything she did wrong, per se, but just because her matches weren't they weren't as good as other people's. So, that's the, you know.
Cage Match and me have her at the same place. Like, she, as much as I like her, she's still just the like second lowest placed rated wrestler in the tournament.
Exactly. But the thing is, I would say pretty much everybody like would get a pass grade from me.
Yes.
I don't think there's anybody that...
No, there was no stinkers this tournament.
Yeah, like even the bottom people were like, compare them to Saxon Huxley or Alex Coughlin or Kenta. G1 had like 10 guys that would be categorized as this. But like there was nobody like that. Everybody was at least solid in the tournament. Yes. So. But she wasn't even meant to be that big of a deal anyway. Still very young, but I thought she did fine in the tournament. Very good stuff there. Mariah, what did you think of her tournament?
I mean, throughout the tournament, we kind of knew that this was her, she was leaving after the tournament. That was confirmed throughout the tournament, and it always was in the back of my mind during all of her matches, actually. Yeah. So a lot of the matches I didn't get that invested in, but she still did pretty well. And she has come such a long way from the start of the year when she came into the company. So I would say a pretty solid like C plus for me.
Yeah, like I said, nobody was bad in the tournament.
Yeah, no.
She ranked 15th according to the Cage Match Inmates, but like 16 to 17 was literally like 6.92, 6.93, 6.94. So it could change by the time you listen to this, the overall standings. But she ranked 15th as of now, just a slight gap over a couple of people. But that seems about right. She wasn't a standout player, but she did good in all of her matches. Great charisma. The tag match she had for the titles where they lost was a great match. Like that was something that she really got to show. And she's been good the whole time. Honestly, like the thing is, I think everybody underrated her just because nobody was looking forward to her. Like, you know, Britt Rez wrestler kind of looks like a model. I mean, she has an amazing look. And I think people kind of just looked at her like, oh, this is like
very,
a model.
Very WWE like look. Like,
yeah. And like people just thought, oh, OK, she's here because she's hot, not because of wrestling ability. But her ability is so strong. Her charisma is so strong. Her mental game is so strong. Like she's done on social media with Hanan, May Sarah. Like she has been Mina as well. So she's done a great job overall in her run. The tournament just wasn't her setting. She wasn't even meant to have, you know, she wasn't like in main events up and down or having epic matches, but she was doing good all throughout. And she's a good performer. I really like her, and I think she's got a bright future wherever she goes.
Yeah.
The next match on the card, the inmates rating 2 for Hanan and Mariah May as a match was 6.82 for the record as of now. The next match got a 7.67 rating, which was one of the higher matches. In fact, it was the third highest of the show, and it was, to me, the third best match as well, in my opinion. Momo Watanabe versus Azumi. And, you know, I mean, these two have a long-term story, fantastic chemistry.
Yep.
I didn't think this was...
I was just about to say, one of the best Stardom tag team of all time.
Oh, yeah, when they were a team, they were awesome. I didn't think this was their best match, but still, I thought it was really good, though. Like, a very good match. Momo got the win with the Peach Sunrise, which, you know, Momo's really stood out and done better than we might have thought with her Oedo Tai run. Azumi to be... Well, what did you think of this match overall, first? I don't want to jump ahead on everybody right now.
Yeah, I actually think it's their best one. I think I have this over both 2020 and 2019. Momo this year in the five star has been she feels like she has gained some of her like aura back. And a lot of that was seen in this match of her still doing the heel stuff, but doing it in a really vicious way, and like she has done the whole tournament. And I so ready for them to, like, I hope this Momo keeps going after the tournament. Because this match was awesome. A lot of her matches was awesome for me in this tournament. Like, for me, she is a top 10 performer in this tournament. And that shocked me because Momo really should, before this tournament, we didn't expect this from her again. I've knew she was, she could turn this back on, but we didn't expect it. We expected her to work like she has worked the last year.
Yeah, she's really struggled. I'm not really a fan of her Oedo Tai work at all, for the most part. Much like everybody else in the group, I think the gimmick is going to take everybody down. But especially her, who we know is great based on her run in 2019. I would take their 2019 match over this personally. But that was peak Momo as well. And the tournament has been a little bit of a revival. There's still a lot. She still doesn't wrestle the same. Clearly like a heel, here. And a lot of it. The problem with Oedo Tai in a lot of ways, and none more so than her, in my opinion, I feel like a lot of times their heel antics aren't believable. Like, she's playing a character, we know this isn't the real Momo, like in any form or fashion whatsoever. Even Konami's cold tactics in Oedo Tai were more natural, in my opinion. This is more like playing a character of a heel, like what she thinks a heel should be and what the group wants her to be. So I'm not always a big fan, but she was ranked number 10 by the inmates here. So she was a top 10 performer, according to the inmates here.
Good.
What about Azumi?
Oh, also a top 10 performer for me. Azumi will do Azumi. The whole tournament, she still is who she's always been, which is someone that can play the spoiler, someone that can play the veteran, someone that can play any role that they want her to play and do it in her high speed style.
Veteran. She's only 21.
Well, yeah, but she's wrestled for 10 years.
Yeah.
This is her 10th anniversary. That is a veteran role. And when you look at the Hanon match, you see that she was very much the veteran.
Yeah, even despite being only 2 years older. But to me, she really is treated like kind of an up-and-coming person, to me, for the most part. And I think this was by far her best year.
She has been treated like that her whole career.
What I'm saying. Yeah. To me, she's more like an up-and-comer, even though she's been around forever, because...
Yeah.
But still, though, this
she's
year...
She's never gotten that top run, so...
Yeah, or even anything approaching any kind of top run. Not even a mid-card run, really, but still a great...
Well, her high-speed title run was kind of mid-card.
It was not... And this roster, though, that's a lower-card title. The high-speed. It's great as she...
Yeah, but she elevated it to a mid-card position. Now it's a lower-card position.
Well, now it's, not even a lower-card. It's, it's very low, at the end of the day. But Azumi, her performance made it. The booking didn't make it. It's because she wrestled so great.
That's what exactly what I said.
And even then, it was still on the lower end of cards. It wasn't like that was ever, a mid... even an upper-tier title. But
it was given.
You were invested in it because she was good. But they didn't book her as any kind of player in the company, unfortunately. But I think this year she did, actually. In this tournament, she got big wins. She beat Ano, Utami, Julia.
She got the main event of a sold out Korakuen.
Yeah. And what was the winner in that match as well?
Yeah. Also, during the show, during the tournament, we can't really count that for overall tournament standing, but she and Starlight Kid closed a Yokohama Budokan show.
The dream tag.
Yeah, so I definitely agree that she has been elevated this year in this tournament.
I hope it continues. To me, she was one of the top performers. Like,
yes.
To me. I would put her as like an MVP level player in my opinion. Like one of the people that I always knew, like no matter who she was wrestling, what was going to happen, you knew that she was going to be great in all of her matches. And Blue Stars was a great block of talent. You know, there was all kinds of great wrestlers in there, but she to me really stood out even among like some bigger names. Like to me, and as she always does. Like even last year, I probably felt the same way. Just such a consistent and great worker. I find very few flaws with her game. Still, even in her main event matches, she was still more of a high-speed wrestler, and I hope that she gets away from that a little bit. I want to see her have that epic match in the future, like that big match to like her coming out party, so to speak. I like the wins. I liked how they pushed her. I thought they did a great job with her, and I really enjoyed everything. So her run was great. She's up there for me. And for the inmate, she was number 8 ranked here. Just a slight bit. It was like 7.42 and 7.44. And she was like 7.44. So she was number 8 on their rankings, the inmates' rankings.
Yeah. I think she places right outside of the top 5 for me. But yeah. I don't have the rankings lined up. But yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Momo match this tournament?
Oh, to me, well, there's two that I think that we have to look at, I would say, right now. But the first one I think of, maybe it's just because of recency bias, but I thought the match with Mina was, like, so good. That was a great match. And it helped Mina that she was such a great babyface for her.
Yeah.
But I thought that match was awesome. And also the opening night match versus Mirai was another match. That's going to preview their white belt match. So, and I think that they could even beat it when they have the white belt. So I'm really looking forward to that. But those are the two that really stand out to me for Momo.
Yes. For me, I think the Mina match is probably her best match this tournament.
Yeah.
But I'm also really high on the Asumi match from yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good match. I put that might be up there as well. I thought the Mariah match did it a little bit more, but it was good. There's nothing wrong with that at all. What about Azumi? What was her best match?
Utami.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Azumi really made that a great match, a special match for her. The next match, a little bit of a downgrade from the Momo and Azumi match, which got a really strong rating. This one had 7.00, so still good, according to the inmates. Sariano beating Mina Shirakawa here. I wanted these two to really, like, have a show-stealing match, and I don't think they did it, to be honest, but it was good. Like, it's still worth watching, but to me, it didn't stand out that much.
I would definitely recommend this match.
7 feels about right to me. Like, I think the inmates got it right on that one.
Yeah. I think this, like, when I watched this live, because this was very do or die for Mina. If Mina had won this, she would have had a chance to make it into the final, whatever. Yeah. All the mad stuff. And so for me, who was rooting against Mina getting in, I thought it was executed pretty well, because I really got to like root for Anu to sneak out the win and Anu to be the spoiler, kind of. And that was really fun for me. But yeah, I agree.
I guess I just didn't even consider her making it, to be honest with you, because I just completely expected the winner of the next match to make it. But it was possible. Like, it's not like it. You know, it was like, who knows what they were going to do.
Well, I really throw out analyzing like booking sense when I watch shows live. I just watch them. I really don't put much stock into until the show is over. That's when I start like really thinking about what mistakes were done or stuff like that.
I just like even going into the show. I mean, this was a week past the last show of the tournament. as well, so I had a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, but what I also mean is kind of like, I'd really like to sit and just root for the wrestlers that I like. But yeah.
Anti-Mina bias right now.
Well, I was anti her getting into the final.
I really loved, well, we'll talk about her a little bit. What about Anna? What did you think about Anna's tournament? She got the win. Got up to 10 points.
Yes. I mean, for me, at the start of the tournament, she was one of the MVP candidates. Then at the, like, a later half, she started kind of slowing down. But I think it was kind of on purpose for her, because she has been more busy this month, flying over to the States and stuff like that.
And just so, not wrestling as much in this company. Like, cause
yeah,
her
yeah, that's what, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. But yeah, she had a very strong start to the tournament, but a kind of low end to the tournament.
I thought she was really good, honestly, throughout.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed it. I thought this, like, this Mina match might have been one of the lower matches of her tournament, and it was still, like, solid.
Yeah, I agree.
Overall. I mean, to me, her and Julia is one of the better matches of the whole tournament.
Yes.
It might be my favorite, honestly. Like, it's still one of the more memorable ones. You know, 8.71 rating on Cage Match, so very highly rated overall. The Mirai match that she had a couple weeks ago, which was, like, again, her last tournament match was her versus Mirai. That was rated, and that was still good. Like, it wasn't as great as I had hoped it would be, but I thought it was still good. You know, you had her match versus Momo, was a good, well done match as well. You know, Azumi and Anno, I thought was a great match, very underrated. Yes.
Underrated.
Yeah, there's just my opinion on that, but she was great. MVP candidate for me, I do think by the end, because she didn't wrestle as much, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
One of the overall, like, dark clouds over this tournament is the scheduling of it, I would say. And this, she's one that really suffered because of that, but still was good. But unfortunately, the inmates don't necessarily agree. She finished 13th on the ratings for the inmates here.
Yeah,
tied for 12th, actually, technically.
We can say that maybe this is kind of like unknown factor thrown in there, because she was the more unknown wrestler in the whole blocks for the Stardom viewers. Of like, for the bigger audience, she is the lesser known person in the tournament.
You're not wrong, but I will say I don't know if those people, that really applies to Cage Match ratings. But for the grand scheme of
things, I mean,
but I don't agree with that. Like, I think the people rating Stardom knew Anno.
Yeah, but like, a Stardom show will always get more ratings than a Sendai Girl show. Or,
well, she wrestles everywhere, like, yeah, like even All Japan.
Yeah, but
I think that she's very underrated based on
She is very underrated by a lot of people. So it's not only Cage Match.
But I don't agree with that, because like, everybody I see always says how great she is, which they're right. Like, they're completely right. I don't see anybody who really thinks that she's not great.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think that the inmates dropped the ball on this one overall. I got to say, hey, I'll praise you when you get it right, but Anno, I think you got it wrong. That's all I'm saying. I mean, there's a couple of people
I thought you got it wrong. Say,
she's one of them.
I will say, Sayori Anno had the best match Stardom had during this 3-month span, and it was not the tournament match. That is what I will say. That is, she had the best match that happened during these past 3 months for Stardom, and it was not the tournament match. It was a tag title match. But it was a pretty good tournament for her.
Which one? Because there was multiple tag title matches.
Well, the one versus Susu and Meizero. It is my Stardom match of the month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a great match. Honestly, I don't know if it was be my favorite, but it was a great match.
Well, I am, as I And you can listen to the Patreon review we did of the show, and you will hear that this match is very tailored towards my taste.
Well, let's see if that holds true for the main event of this show. On your taste, who you're rooting for, you know. But no, Anna was great. I think she was very underrated in the tournament. I thought she was one of the standout players. What about Mina here? She was rated 11th.
Yeah.
So ahead of Anna, which I don't understand, to be honest. But I mean, I liked her tournament, but still.
Mina, I will say something that might... Because Mina's year has been such a good year. Like, Mina has had a very, good in-ring year for Stardom. It's been weird booking-wise, but it's been a very good, match rate year.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah.
But this tournament is kind of her lowest five-star, because the previous years she has been more impressive to me and more memorable.
I think by the end of last year, because I thought I would say all of the years besides last year, I definitely think she was not that great, to be honest. But last year, I thought she...
Well, it is last year and the year before. That's the only two tournaments that she...
Well, the first one was not that great, in my opinion. But last year, I thought she also was not that great for probably the first half of it. But then I remember a specific match, her versus Mirai last year, where they had a complete technical match, and she showed stuff that she wasn't doing in any of her other matches, and I thought it was a fantastic performance. And from that point on, all of her matches after that Mirai match, she was a standout player. She did great. She really found herself overall in the ring, because she's always had the character stuff. She's always been a great charismatic performer, amazing look, all of that stuff. But the in-ring really caught up at the end of that tournament, and she kind of carried it around. Carried it around into this year. It was tough because, the booking was a little weird overall. I definitely think when the stars aligned for her and Natsupoi match in May, I thought she really shined in. I thought that was great. The Tom match was good that she had for the double titles. I thought that was a good match. I really didn't like the Saya match, honestly. I thought that was one of the weaker match of the show, not necessarily because of her. But then that led into this run, which was the tag stuff is really strong as well. Her and Mariah have been a great tag team.
Yes.
And then the five star itself, she had some good matches. Again, the Momo match to me is the one that stands out the most.
Yes.
I would say. Her and Ozmi had a really good match, I thought.
Yeah.
Julia, I thought, was another strong match.
I am high on the Utami match on the opening night.
That was a good match as well. Her and Mirai, solid. It wasn't great, but it was okay. Pretty good. Really know. The Mariah match, I thought, could have been a little bit better. But still, for the most part, I thought all of her matches were good, but not... To me, I would put her clearly below Anno in my of the tournament. So,
I don't think she makes my top 10.
She was 11th in the
inmates. Yeah.
So she is outside. She's behind Momo and ahead of Anno.
Yeah.
That's kind of where she's at right now. So the next match was the second highest rated match of the show, and also my second favorite match of the show as well. And I think it's up there in general.
Yeah.
Micah and Mirai. Micah advances to the finals here with the Michinoku driver. I thought this was a great match, honestly. These two are stylistically tailor-made for each other anyway, and they pretty much delivered, even though I would have been really, really surprised if Mirai had made the final, to be honest. I mean, I didn't completely write it out, because you still had Tom lurking in the background of Red Stars. But I would have been surprised, and things turned out basically how they did. But I still thought they were able to create a really good banger type of match, pretty much. And it felt like a good deal as well. It felt like a big deal. They made it feel like something I always look for in wrestlers, especially in a tournament scenario.
Yeah.
I love when people feel like this match means the world to them. Like, wrestlers make this match feel like I need to win this because this is my life. I need to, you know what I'm saying. And I love that. So I really enjoyed this whatsoever. And it was really good stuff going in there. And the crowd was really into Micah here. And Mariah, I thought, looked great, as she always does to me. So a really good match. One of the best matches on the show for me.
Yes, I agree. This started off a trend that, as you said during the this match had got the crowd behind Micah, got the crowd to cheer for Micah and basically buy into her winning the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And that would carry on to the main event. And that very similar thing happened in Dragon Gate 2 months ago at the end of their tournament, the King of Gate, with Big Boss Shimizu. He had a great opening match with Madoka Kikura, where he advanced to the final, and this crowd in Korakuen was red hot behind Big Boss Shimizu. And we saw what happened in the final. And we will see what happened in this final. And I will make the same comparison later when we talk about that the final. But yes, it was a great performance from both here. And Mirai did great being the final hurdle for Micah to get into the final.
I
don't think this would have been the block final if Utami hadn't got hurt. The block final, that Julia versus Utami would have been after this match on the card then.
Yeah, things got messed up because of the injury.
Yes.
Julia got the win. I don't know. I could see Micah making it, to be honest. I mean, from what Sonny said, it sounded like Utami was never even in play to win, which I believe.
What I mean is more the fact that she had a lot of points and Julia had a lot of points. Yeah, I don't know.
If she beat Hanan, she would have had 10 and Julia would have had 9.
Going to face Mirai, and I think that would have. I don't know. I don't want to talk about injury math.
I don't want to talk about injury math.
It hurts my brain.
Well, all we know is that Micah made it to the final.
Yeah.
Overall in here. I think this would have been you had the white belt champion. And I think this is a great rivalry. Like, they even teased a little bit after the match.
Yes.
That this
I would definitely see it becoming a thing after this.
A white belt match. Yeah. I'll shelve Micah for the final. Like, we'll talk about her tournament in the final.
Yes.
What about Mirai?
Mirai has had a pretty good tournament. I think her last year was way better.
Yeah, oh, totally with that.
Last year, she was a top three performer of the tournament. And this year, she almost barely makes the top 10 for me.
I think in ring, she was really strong.
Yeah.
She was among the strongest performers of the tournament. But she didn't have what she had last year either. That match versus Suzu, that was a match of the year candidate of any company to me. Mirai and Suzu last year.
Yeah, no match this tournament was as good as that match.
No, none of the matches from anybody was as good as that match. But
yeah.
And again, she was getting the best out of everybody. I mentioned the Mina match. I thought totally turned Mina into a new level player. That said, in this tournament, I thought she did really strong all throughout. I think all of her matches were very consistent. Always good stuff all throughout. I don't think she had that super banger match that was match of the year level.
Yeah.
But if you look at her run, I thought she did a really good job from literally the start of the tournament. Whether it was against Momo on night one, I thought was a really strong match. I had that at 4 stars. I thought she and Hanan had a really good match too on night three. You remember that that 3-night tour of like small shows was kind of killer, and she had matches in all of them, and I think that hurt her tournament too. I think like if it was her and Azumi in the Korakuen main event instead of Utami, I think Mirai would have had a better match versus Azumi than the Mirai and Azumi match that was on night four. So I think that she was on those small shows. She was kind of carrying the company to there and from that point, and it kind of hurt her run overall. But still, all of her run was good. She did have the match with Julia. I really liked too. That was like that to me was a great match and one of the better of the tournament in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anna was good, and everything was good. Like honestly, everything was good. The Konami match was good as well. Not in the non tournament, but still.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah, we're just missing a great match in my opinion. I think Julia is the one that comes closest. If I had to pick one, would be either Julia or Momo would be my picks.
Julia for me.
Julia was the best match. The rankings tied for 12th with Ano, 7.27.
I'm sorry, Dylan. I know these two are two of your faves. This must hurt.
No, I don't mind. I just think that, I mean, to me, here's the thing. I think Mirai, she had the great wrestling, but I do think she, like, following her tournament wasn't that interesting. Like, you know, I never really thought, maybe it was because of the title, but I just never bought into her as, like, a finalist or even, like, a rising star. Again, a lot of her matches were earlier in small arenas. I think that hurt her in general for my personal interest. But she's definitely a top 10 player to me. She would be up there. I don't know where I would rank her specifically, but that's the thing. This is why ranking is so hard, because to me, there was probably 12 people that would be up there for number one, and she was one of them. So I would put her up there for me, but still. Good tournament overall, but I agree with what you said at the start, though. Ultimately, her run this year was not as good as last year's. And I mean, her run last year was exceptional, but hopefully she can bounce back. And they did. I'll say one good thing. They set up some good matches in the future for the white belt with Momo and Micah after this match, too. So I really like Micah advances to the final. Then we go to the Red Stars. Three matches.
We're not done with the Blue Stars talk, though. Julia and Utami needs to be talked about.
Oh, yeah. I was going to save them to the end, but we can talk about them now.
I thought we were going block by block.
Sure. Why not? So Julia and Utami, that match was a four.
It would have been a first time ever match, a match they have saved for a big show, a match they have like held off on doing for such a long time. And it got like the universe would not let it happen.
Oh, it'll happen. it'll happen eventually. Just not
eventually. Yes. But it is impressive that for the past 3 years, they have managed to keep them away from each other in both Cinderella and in the five star and in like normal singles matches.
Saving it for the strong title. Honestly, like for a direction for the end of the year show, I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think Julia already has someone lined up for the year end show.
I have no idea. I have no idea who that could be.
Monet.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
I don't. I personally would much rather it be Utami versus Julia, but you're not wrong. Yeah. what about her tournament, Julia? Overall, where does she rank despite missing the last match?
Yeah, Julia, one of the most consistent wrestlers in Stardom, and that kept going throughout the tournament. As always, I will say that she doesn't do anything for me as a fan of her, but I always like her matches. But I'm still not a fan of her storytelling. it's a weird thing with me.
You hate Julia.
I hate watch Julia.
Well, what bothers you about Julia?
Well, like my major thing about her is that she clings to the past way too much.
Oh well, they book her poorly. I mean, I don't like the ice ribbon. Constantly bringing up that stuff.
She constantly brings that up. Have you seen her Twitter? She constantly brings that up.
Yeah, but it's always the set up matches, though.
Yeah, but it's always her bringing it up first.
Well, because they told her to. It's not, I mean, if they told her that she would wrestle somebody else in Stardom, she probably would hype those matches up instead of like wrestling all these Ice Ribbon people. But I mean, I get it though. Like what you said is not wrong. You know, with the Ice Ribbon stuff, I understand where you're coming from on that end. But in the tournament, I thought she was a strong performer. Again, her and Ano was probably my favorite match of the whole tournament. Her versus Micah was really well done. Great emotion involved in that, I thought. Then you had the off-tournament match, which was like a day after, with her and Suzu versus Micah and Utami. I thought was a really good match as well. I really didn't like the Risa Sarah match at all, that they had. I thought that was a really poor match, actually. Everything else was good, though. In the tournament, her and Mariah, I thought, was a banger. Kind of underrated. I'm looking at the score now. 7.23. I thought that was low. I thought that was a great match. Actually, now that I think about it, the match versus you was not that great either. Like, the title matches have let down so far.
Yeah.
But the tournament, you know, never mind the title matches, but the tournament, I thought she did good. Her and Mina was a good match. Her and Mariah, I thought, was one of Mariah's best as well. So,
yeah.
No complaints. She was ranked by the wonderful citizens of CageMatch.net number 5. She was a top 5 player, in according to the inmates. 7.55 overall average.
Yeah. That just sounds about right.
Yeah. She's another one. Much like Mariah, like her matches were great. But I personally didn't find her that interesting to follow in the tournament. I think that she won last year. She already has a title. She had the red belt earlier. There was no reason for her to win this tournament. So I just wasn't that interested in her overall.
The big matches that you would expect for her to really hit with this year all kind of let me down. Like her and Micah, I've expected to be like really strong, and I was let down a bit. I felt it was a bit of an underwhelming main event in Corrigan, even though they treated it big. But it was really
good, but not great.
Yes, yeah, it was better than it could have been so much better. The point.
I get what you're saying,
and that was how a lot of her matches ended up placing for me. Even though they were good, I still think the Julia and Mirai match can be better.
I really like that match.
I like that match also. But the only match that really, really hit for me was her and Anu on the opening night.
Oh, well, yeah, that match was a great... You gave Julia Mirai 4.25 stars. That was one of your highest rated matches of the tournament.
Yeah,
I keep the receipts, people. I love the Patreon ratings. Right now, you rated that match higher than I did.
I have gone back on that rating, by the way. I have gone back to 4 stars on that rating.
What?
I am looking at my fucking match ratings at the moment. I went back on that.
How dare you? This is purely to spite me for some reason, but I
distinctly remember going back and watching that match and checking. Yeah, okay. It is one of the like 5 matches I have changed my mind on after watching them.
Did you have a match that you rated higher or lower?
I went higher on Natsupoi versus Shuri when I rewatched it. That is very high now for me.
Oh, okay. But Julia was very good. But like I said, I think she doesn't strike me as like an MVP player just because I didn't think her tournament was that interesting to follow as a character. But her wrestling is up there. I don't think she was like significantly higher than Mirai or more interesting than her. So I kind of have them in the same boat personally. But
someone in the red block did not have an interesting tournament, but ended up being number 2 wrestler of the tournament for me. So, we'll see. Utami.
Yeah, what about Utami?
Like her tournament got cut short by three matches. Her and Ryan, her and Hanan, and her and Julia. Real shame. I hope she recovers quick because she has always been one of my favorites, and she was really getting back to her old self during this tournament. For me, the Asumi match is probably the highest one for me. What do you think about her tournament?
The Asumi match was like the best match to me that she had. I definitely thought that was a great match. Watching her wrestle, because I know this has been a big talking point. You really wanted her to win a lot throughout this, win the tournament. That was your pick.
I wanted to be right about my prediction of at the end of the year.
Well, fair play. I have to respect it. She didn't. Let me put it this way. She didn't wrestle like somebody who was going to win the tournament. Just watching her. I don't think she performed. It's not that she was bad, but I definitely thought she would be on. I don't know if she's a top 10 player for me, like in the tournament. And obviously the injury hurt that.
She isn't.
Yeah, like Mariah and Julia. If she came in and had bangers, then suddenly her tournament looks a lot different. So I give her a little bit. I cut her some slack. But I also think that there were some matches that, could have been a little bit better. And to be fair, she did have the title match versus Mayu as well in the tournament. But not in the tournament, but during it, which was a good match, for sure. And I thought her at the opening night versus Mina was very strong as well. You mentioned that match earlier. There were a couple I thought were a little disappointing, like Ano, I thought could have been a lot better overall, And Momo had a lot of great matches. I didn't think that was really one of them, to be honest. And the Micah match, I thought, was interesting. For sure, that was an interesting match. It feels like they're not even that related. It just feels like they're natural rivals, stylistically.
And her and Micah this year was the weakest of their singles matches in the five-star matches.
So. Yeah, I can see that. I didn't think she was a stand-up player.
I agree.
But
I wish she could have been a stand-up player, but she sadly wasn't.
and so maybe if she had the Mariah Julia matches, that would have elevated her. But I'll tell you one thing. Number 7, according to the inmates, tied for 6th, actually.
That is weird.
Ahead of Azumi, Mirai, Momo, Ano, Mina. Ahead of all of them. Utami. Interesting. That was an interesting thing that I saw there.
Dave Meltzer brain goes hard sometimes.
It was interesting. That's all I'll say about that. There was also some, we have to look at the inmates too. Some matches maybe rated higher than others. She didn't have as many as others too, so that might have counterbalanced her rating a little bit. But she was fine. There's nothing wrong with her tournament. She just didn't get to close it out strong. And Utami was fine in the tournament. Then, you had... We're moving on to the Red Stars now. Now we're away from all that. Saya was injured, but she didn't have any wrestling. So there's no real reason to get into her.
Yeah.
What about... we'll go into the... We'll save Suzu for the final. What did you think of Mayu's tournament?
We're not going back to the matches from this night.
Let's just get through the forfeits.
Okay. Mayu, as she does always, keeps going strong and consistent as always, because she is Mayu Iwatani, one of the best wrestlers of our generation. And I will never be low on a Mayu round robin tournament. even though this was her very much on autopilot during the whole tournament, she still did great for because she's Mayu Iwatani.
What you said, I totally agree with. Like, she's almost a victim of her own success. I say this every year with her.
Yeah.
Because she's always great, always super talented, never that, well, not never, but in the last few years, not that interesting of a player to follow to me. I didn't think that she was a standout person, in my opinion. I mean, she's yeah, so because, good in yeah. the ring that she's a top 10, like, obviously. Maybe even a top 5.
The thing is, this tournament was so well done in ring.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mayu, because it was greatly done in ring, and Mayu was could do Mayu stuff and have good matches with Shuri, Natsupoi, Ahasuki on the opening night. It's just not Mayu going back on what she is the best at, which is wrestling. like she doesn't like she has nothing going on, just like Shuri. But just like Shuri, she will just put on great matches despite that. Like, with Utami and Julia, we can see when they're not, like, interested in what they're doing. And we can see that play out in the matches. With wrestlers like Mayu and Shuri, they don't care about that. They are just out there to wrestle and to have great matches. It's weird.
Well, I look at her matches, and I mean, she had a great tournament.
Yeah.
Like, Hazuki, that was an excellent match. Suzu, really strong match,
yeah.
I would say. Shuri, great match. Yeah. You know, you've got there.
One of my top five of the tournament.
Her and Tom, I thought, was a well-done main event. Maybe not a great, great match, but still really good. And Poi, another great match. So it's like, you know, you're looking at all of these matches, you know, up and down, you know, and I understand, but do you, where do you think she finished at in terms of the inmates?
I don't know. Inmates, I've always been weird about Mayu Iwatani.
Give me like a range, I guess you could say.
I think she's in the top 10.
Number one overall on the cage match. Mayu Iwatani. 7.74 average.
Oh, okay. MVP. I would have thought Shuri ended up being the MVP, but okay.
Well, if I were running a cage match, like if I had control of every single rating, maybe. But like I said, and she was great. Like, I'm looking at her matches right now. Like, everything she did was strong. And so I don't have, when I first saw it, it raised my eyebrow, like, what? Like hers, like, you know, because then you see somebody like Ano and Mirai at 12th, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, still, it was a really good run for her. But when I look at it now, when I see all of her matches laid out, I think, yeah, okay, this actually makes sense. She was a top performer. It's really my fault that I didn't take more interest in her.
Well, yes, and, like, she wasn't really the storyteller of the tournament. Like, she was just doing her normal Mayu.
That's true.
Which
maybe
is awesome.
Her changed.
As I've said multiple times, Mayu Iwatani is one of the best wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, she's great and all, but maybe it would have been better if she could have had the Starlight match. That was like her whole story, really, was to get to that match, like, to see what would happen. But what about Starlight? She's the other one. She was injured the last night, and we'll see how that goes. We don't really have an update on her, but you know, kind of a shadow injury. We didn't know what happened until the last night. What did you make of her tournament overall?
She got hurt at the New Build show the day before.
Yeah.
We haven't seen the spot because that show didn't air live, so it will be up on the world in a bit. But yeah, Starlight Kid, I don't know. I've been like slowly getting very low on Starlight Kid over the last like year, and I feel like she wasn't really like Starlight. She's a weird wrestler for me because sometimes I feel like she really wants to show out and then she has great performances, but sometimes it feels like she needs the kind of story for that. And this tournament, she just felt like she was doing her normal stuff, like she would do on any tour show. I am actually lower on her than I am on Tora for this tournament. but her and Hausuki is her best match this tournament for me.
I would say Suzu was my favorite. I thought her match with Tom wasn't bad.
Yes.
Either.
Tom match was good.
Yeah. Hazuki was another good one. None of these matches are special to me, though I have to admit.
Yeah.
Like, they were good. Maybe even very good on one or two, but I don't think she had a great tournament by any means, I would say. And I mean, it shows in the rating. Where do you think she wound up in the Cage Match Inmates rating?
Between 12 and 16.
17th overall.
Wow.
Only ahead. Just... Yeah. Only ahead of Hanan and Ami Sore.
Oh.
But I don't think it's undeserved.
No, either. It's. Yeah.
I didn't think she had a strong tournament, to say the least. I think she's right around that second tier range, you know, and maybe even dropping into the very bottom tier. So she's somebody I had higher expectations for. I'll say that right away. And yeah. I think that she could have done a lot better.
I mean, for me, her best match during this past couple of months was on the Dream Tag Festival when she teamed up with Asumi to face Mayu and Sake.
And maybe that... Mayu match, again, rumors that was going to be a big match for her, that she could have potentially have gotten her first win over Mayu on there. We'll never know what would happen now, obviously, but the way the tournament played out, I could see it. She had no big wins. Her entire story was basically her losing a lot.
Yeah.
Which you could easily set up to having your biggest win ever and kind of going from there, but it didn't happen. I don't know where she goes like the rest of the year. I think she's going to be really kind of limbo.
Yeah, she's probably just going to be in the Oedo Tai limbo. It's a shame.
I guess with everyone in the Oedo Tai.
Yeah. It's a shame, though.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the matches now. We'll get to the people who wrestled. Ami Sarai and Shuri here was kicking us off in the Red Stars. And Ami got the win, which I think a lot of people predicted.
We all predicted that.
yeah, very easy, like, prediction. Like, oh, like, young rival versus old rival on the last night? Who could eliminate her and play spoiler? Sarai got to 8 points, so she did get a little bit of a rub here in the tournament, above Starlight, who had 4. Saya doesn't count. She was eliminated right away, but still. I thought it was fine, this match here against Shuri. Yeah. You know,
it was
higher, higher end for Sarai, I guess, but not like low end for Shuri, I would say.
Yeah. it is weird that because Shuri is such a consistent worker this whole tournament, and on her last night, just a fine, solid match.
Yeah, and I didn't think that Shuri was going to advance. I was just waiting for the roll-up, or whatever was going to happen, and then it happened. So, 6.89 rating on this match. What did you think of Sarai's tournament?
Weakest of the whole tournament for me.
Yeah.
I don't have that much to say about it, because I felt like none of her matches really stuck out.
Yeah. Let's see, her highest rated match of the tournament on the Cage Match was against Hazuki.
Yes, that is the one I have highest rated also.
Yeah. I think there's just not a lot to say. She was good. Like, she was fine in all of her matches. Nothing wrong with her wrestling at all.
Yeah.
But she's just, on this roster, you know, that's, you're going to be in trouble if you're just okay. And that's why she's the lowest rated performer on the inmates, to you, to me, to everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty much. There just wasn't a lot there to sink your teeth into, unfortunately. And I think that, you know, there were three performers that were weaker than the others, and she was one of the three. I would say that was on the bottom end. And I think that, tough spot, but what about Shuri? I hear she had the opposite. She had many great matches.
Yeah, I mean, as my very good friend Velke says all the time, you forget about her, but then she shows up and you remember that Shuri is the best wrestler in the world. Shuri, she really is such a consistently great wrestler every single year. And this year, she's compared to 2021 and 2022, when she was a main event level player, this year she isn't doing anything. She isn't in any like major feuds, major storylines. She isn't holding a major title, but she's still such a fantastic worker and can put on so many great matches. And yeah, a top two, three player for me. She is one of the best of the tournament for me. A lot of her matches ended up on my like rankings really high. Two of her matches are in my top three. She has the match of the tournament with Natsupoi for me. She really is just amazing.
Shamit, to me, Shuri was just awesome, as she always is. Like you said, one of the best wrestlers in the world. And she has been for a long time now, you know, pretty much ever since she walked into Stardom. And around this roster, you're going to get great stuff from her. Her versus Suzu was the highest rated match by cage match of the tournament. And
my top three match.
It would be number two to me, only below Julia and Anno, but it was like really close. They were kind of the same rating to me. Natsupoi was a really strong match, as you mentioned. Her versus Mayu was a strong match as well. She was doing a lot of cool stuff, you know, in the tournament. I thought her and Tom, you know, she got the best out of Tom Nakano. You know, she kind of finished on a lower note with Starlight and Ami, and I think that's what drug her down a little bit. And by drug her down, I mean made her number two rated. She was number one, but then she dropped behind with the Saray match. But still, I think that another one, MVP candidate, I think she would be my choice, honestly. Like, if I had to pick one that really stood out, she would probably be the one I would go to. I don't like her story at all. Like, the stuff with Saki Kashima, I think it's really bad, actually. And I do not enjoy what they're doing. In general, God's Eye, I think, has taken a huge step back this year. And I don't really know what her future is, like, for the rest of the year anyway. But whatever she does is going to be great. You know, she'll make the best of it overall.
It's Shuri. Like, I firmly believe that whatever she does, she will land on her feet and still be one of the best wrestlers in the world. Like, at this point, I don't really doubt her. And I wish she was on a bigger spot of the year. I almost want her and Mirai to be the white belt match at the year end show, but I don't think they will be moving to that because
they didn't set that up, unfortunately.
Yeah, and Mirai, I don't think they're ready to give Mirai the win over Shuri yet.
Hopefully they build to that. That's a big moment for her.
Yeah, that is what I'm thinking. And if that makes forces Shuri to be on the back burner for the foreseeable future, it's a shame, but we just have to accept it. Like, I am at least glad, like, if Micah or, like, if someone like Micah gets their year-end white belt shot, yeah. Like, I hope, after the Mirai and Micah match on yesterday's show, then it's okay for Shuri to not be doing anything, because then they give someone else a big spot.
I think her not being a top player has really hurt the company overall, just yes. in terms of my enjoyment of it, to be honest. But that's only a testament to how great she was and is.
Yeah.
Will be for the
considerable future. I mean, she has had 2 years of being on the top if and being a focal point of the company. So she doesn't, like, 2023 was a well-deserved break from her being on top. It's a shame because a lot of attendances have gone down, and it seems to be like, it's almost like Shuri was a big, like, interest point for not only us, but also native fans.
I think there's a lot of reasons that attendance has dropped so much this year. We can point to, but I think it's definitely one of them that, you know, you don't have a Shuri or a Julia in the main event. I think you're just, you know, I think it really hurts overall. Like, you're going down when you look at, like, no matter who you are, it's tough. But I think that she's a great performer, no doubt. If she did have the Chihiro deal early on, I thought was a, like, pretty major arc heading into the show, the big show, but still.
Fantastic match.
Yeah, really strong match that they had as well, obviously, but let's see what they can do with her. And I still think even a tag role or even a trios role, I think there's good to be had. And I hope she gets away from their Saki stuff very soon. Overall, like, let's get Shuri to what she should be doing, in my opinion. But we'll see.
She is facing Mina in the UWF match next weekend.
Mina Shirakawa, real shooter.
I am intrigued in that match, at least.
Now, we talked before, I have full faith in Tom Nakano as a shoot fighter. Mina does not have any martial arts background whatsoever.
So yes.
I don't know about this. Overall, it'll be fun, but I don't know about the match. Very weird booking, but it's fine. Hazuki and Tora. Hazuki got the win here. 7.60 rating. Fourth favorite match on the show for the inmates. They love this match.
A lot of people love this match.
I just said that. Like, look at the rating.
I expect you to not be that high on this, but I am also one of the people that really like this match. Uedo Taylor.
I don't know. I just, like, there was no way Tora was going to win, and they just did her typical, you know.
That is what really hurt this match for me, is that we just were waiting for the Hasuki upset, and we knew it was coming.
And it was the same match Tora always has. Like, you know, like, we know what kind of match it's going to be. We know there's going to be dumb crap in it. You know, she's, like, evil, like, pretty much. Like, just same crap over and over.
Yeah, but this tournament was a pretty good one for her.
For her standards. Standards, she did better than I expected. I fully admit that. But still, though, she was, like, you know, bottom three player. Just her not being the bottom one is, like, a huge victory, like a huge upset for me. And that's the thing on this roster. I mean, the inmates, they rated her 16th. So that she was ahead of Starlight, Hanan, and Sarai. And yeah. I think that's fair. Like, I don't disagree with any of those, to be honest.
Yeah, that's where I would have her ahead of Mariah May also.
And Mariah, Tora, Starlight, it was like 6-9-4, 6-9-3, 6-9-2. So you could kind of, like, they're all right in that same blob, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, you said it before the tournament even got started. It was terrible booking for them to have it so that Tora's tournament was basically over by the time there was a month left. That's not her fault. It was, like, a lot of this tournament was so poorly paced or whatever, like, booking wise. So
we're gonna get to that.
Yeah,
after the final, because, But she was kind of like the glaring red flag of that.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw her tournament ending, and especially with how it played out, and again, I cut them some slack because it's very, very likely that Tulsaya would have beaten her, and that would have fixed a lot of problems. Like, if she had 10 points instead of 12 going into the last night, so much more interesting stuff could have been happening with the red block. But because she had the 12 points, it made red block, like, worthless almost, like, for the last month. Outside, again, wrestling-wise, not worthless at all. It was a great wrestling. But in terms of following the tournament, you knew that Tom was going to win all her matches. Shuri was going to be all in all of her matches, you know. And then they did it how they had to do it. And it just, I don't know. I didn't like that part. But again, that's not her fault at all. Like, I have nothing against her for that. It's the poor booking. And not, like, booking and match making, but just scheduling. That sucks. Yes. But Hazuki's tournament, what did you think of hers?
One of my favorites. I mean, she will always be a bit higher rated for me. Even though she did, like, she was, again, one of those who had no, like, major story throughout the tournament. Like, her major story throughout the tournament was that she lost a lot during the start. But I thought she ended the tournament really strong in-ring-wise also. But she also started the tournament with her best match during the tournament versus Mayu.
Yep.
So, yeah. Hazuki, a consistent wrestler. What do you think about her tournament?
I don't agree that she'll be higher rated for you. I think everybody sees that she's really great. And I thought she had a strong tournament. Both started in style. I thought the match versus Suzu was a really strong match as well.
Yeah.
Right up there.
I actually want to say something about that match. I watched that with a non-wrestling friend of mine who was over at my house or my apartment. And he was marking out during that match.
It was a great match. Like, tell him non-wrestling friend out there. You know, I give it up to them. But I thought all throughout, I mean, the match with Shuri was a great match. I thought that she had was really strong. The other ones were not maybe great, but all good. Like nothing wrong with any of them. And even the Tora match, like I said, I didn't like it stylistically, but I thought her performance as a babyface was really strong in it. Like, she just has a great connection with the crowd. She feels like a special talent. I hope that next year is when they really get behind her, and hopefully the crowd can ride with her continually, because I think she's got like a really great run right now, and I really love what she's doing. A great performer, and the inmates agreed, number 4 overall in the tournament, Hazuki, just ahead of Julia.
Yeah. That's I love that by the inmates. I wasn't expecting her to place that high, actually.
Yeah, like I said, I don't agree that you're some high man on her. I think everybody really respects her a lot and thinks that she's a great player. And I think that just the inmates delivered here. Top 5 player, top 4 player. Totally agree with the ranking. I think she's up there, top 5 for me as well. But like you said, much like all the other best workers of the tournament, like the in-ring players, she just didn't have an interesting story with her, unfortunately. I think that kind of hurt interest, but not her judgment on her as a wrestler throughout the tournament. I think she did a great job, clearly. And Tori, we talked about again, like, lower tier, but still better than I thought, for sure. Like, she actually put her working boots on to the best of her abilities here, and I respect that. I still wouldn't say she was any higher than what the inmate said, what I said, what you said, but I think that she deserves credit for at least putting the effort in to do better in the tournament. So I'm going to give her props here.
Thank on behalf of some Tora fans, they thank you.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but
but they thank you for being nice to her.
Yeah, and like I said, the thing is, it's almost not fair because the roster's so good that this sort of gimmick is automatically going to put you near the bottom, no matter who it is. So I think that's the tough part of it. But still, like, a good tournament. I really have no problems with the rating at all from the inmates or anybody or her fans. I think she did good, but good stuff here. And a high point ranking with the 12 points here. Tied, actually. She lost the tiebreaker, but still a higher point ranking. Final match of Red Stars, Natsupoi and Tam Nakano. This, I thought, had more drama than the other ones, but when Poi won, it made sense. Like, it's what I thought would happen, and she did it. I did think there was a chance that Tom could win.
Yeah.
And get to the final. But it was a big win for Natsupoi. Leads into their tag team, which we talked about on the Patreon, which I'm not very happy about. To be honest, I don't think it makes any sense.
Them being in the tag league together makes no sense because Poi is the champion with someone
with
else.
Otto. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stupid booking. But I thought it was a good call. Like, I'm glad that Tom didn't win. I think that it was a good match. 7.32 rating by the inmates. And I think that's about fair, in my opinion. I didn't think it was a great match. But and especially for Poi's big win, you would want it to be like a great dramatic match. But I don't know. It was good, but I didn't think it was great.
Yeah. I mean, I have been so high on Natsupoi this tournament.
Yeah,
The story for her has been just her showing that she is a main event caliber wrestler in ring, and that they should push her like that. That is my, like, I would not have said that before the tournament started about her, because I did not see her at that level. After this tournament, see her at that level. That is why she ended up being my MVP, is that she really, really impressed me this tournament. And this match continued that for me. I really like this match. I'm really high on both Tom and Poi. And I thought that they just did what I expected them to do, which was doing their type of match. Their, like, one-upsman, being cute and doing silly stuff. And then also doing, like, nasty German suplexes in the finishing stretch. Like, the release one Natsupoi did was, like, brutal. And the upset of Natsupoi getting the win here was really cool. Her second win over Tom ever in singles.
Yep. I'm surprised that you're saying you didn't see that much of her before the tournament, because...
Well, I didn't see her as a main event level wrestler. I saw her as a really good, like, high mid-carder. And tag team, like, definitely a good tag team wrestler. That's what I've always said about her, is that she's, like, a fantastic tag team wrestler. But I've never seen her as a main event level talent.
I thought she was definitely... She hadn't been pushed that way, really. But I thought her performances for probably, like, a year or so now, you know, I think she's done as good of a job as you could have asked for her position of the card. I think last year she was a really great player. Throughout the company, especially the high-speed run that she had, it felt like things just clicked with her. The tag team with Tom was really popular. I don't think they had, like, a great match, you know, match caliber deal, but she has a great charisma to her. Right before the tournament, if you remember, she had a match in Sendai Girls with Hashimoto, which I thought was fantastic match. Like, that was, like, a main event level match. It wasn't in the main event of the show, but it was a main event level match to me. And starting off, I mean, she started off in good spirits, did some good work. Again, more high-speed type of work with Starlight and Suzu. I thought the match with Shuri was where she really stood out and showed out and did some great stuff. And that was a real big, like, upgrade for her. Her and Mayu was a great match as well. I thought, like, right after that, I thought she did a great job. Working at different storylines with the tag team with Ano. They did the Cosmic Angel stuff with Mizumori throughout as well. With her and Tom, and Mizumori did get admitted into Cosmic Angels, by the way, so can we please give some respect right now to Yuna Mizumori finally getting inducted as a true idol into Cosmic Angels? Her and Hazuki was a great match as well. I wanted to shout that out. And like you said, the tag match with her and Ono versus Susan May was a great match, along with the match with Mina and Mariah. That was another really strong match.
Yes. So,
her and Ono, I think, clicked so good together. I think they're a better team than her and Tom.
Yeah,
clearly.
Such a shame that that's not the tag team.
Yeah, only they were the tag team champions were teaming together in tag league. What a crazy idea.
Yeah. Very weird that's like it's like common like booking sense, right? But no, I really want to just like praise the Shuri match because it is my match of the tournament. The way that match was told emotionally and with the crowd, with the KBS Hall crowd being the most like energetic KBS Hall crowd like in a long time, and them being so behind Natsupoi and Natsupoi being so emotional in stepping up to Shuri while being beaten down like at every step. A fantastic way of match, a fantastically told of like worked match that was worked like a kind of bully beating up on her favorite like beatdown kid and like really really beating her down, and but the victim like looking up at her and saying, "Wow, we're still friends, right? We're still okay. I'm still alive." And I really like that. It's just a really great type of match for me, and had me at the edge of my seat. And it's one of the best matches of Natsupoi's career for me.
Yeah, it was great. I really have no, like, nothing to argue. I didn't think it was as great, but still, like, a really strong match, though. And one that really showed Natsupoi's growth as a performer to get the time limit draw at the end. And I was glad to see them, you know, work how they did. Like you said, Poi is such a great character in so many ways. She's super extra, you know, like everything she does is just over the top in a really good and charming way, I would say. Whether it's as like, you know, a lot of it was her being kind of cocky early on in her stardom run, like the DDM run that she had, like very heelish. And then now she's more of a babyface in a lot of her matches, which I think either way actually suits her very well. She's got like a natural, like, mean girlness to her. But she can also turn it around in a very fun and charming way as well.
Yeah.
You know, so I really like Poi in the tournament. Where do you think she rated on the inmates?
I hope in the top five, but I don't know.
14th.
No.
What? She was 7.26. Ano Mirai 7.27, and she was right in between Mariah May and Ano and Mirai.
Man, I need to start like going into cage match and overrating her all of her matches now.
But to me, like I said, all three of those, Poi, Ano, and Mirai, they would have been top players for me, but they were like 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Come on, man.
What was she missing?
What the hell?
What was she missing in the tournament? I thought she did a great job. Like, she was an MVP candidate for me, like top three player.
Yeah.
I don't know if she would be like, in terms of in-ring, I think she was not as good as Shuri and Mayu and some others. But her character work and stuff was among the most satisfying. Like, especially by the end, she got the win that nobody else really got.
Yeah, and it's also like she had a consistent story throughout the tournament, and that was showing that she could hang on this level. like showing that she could beat people like Mayu and could survive Shuri. Yeah. Wow. Come on, cage match.
I think Ano is just as egregious as Poi, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. She is.
Move Mariah and Ano and Poi up 10 spots, and I think you'll get where I have them in the tournament. 3, 4, and 5 instead of 13, 14, 15, or whatever, 12, 13, 14. What about the champ, Tom Nakano?
Yeah.
Just short.
I mean, Tom, very much similar to Shuri and Mayu, although a lesser in-ring. she still was Tom during the tournament. And Tom, when she really wants to, can put on great performances, and she did a lot of the time. And yeah, that I think I would have her over both Julia and Mirai, but like in their similar vein, like that those three are together, if you get what I mean, on the rankings.
I think I somewhat agree in that she didn't really stand out to me that much, to be honest with you. And she didn't have a great story, really, other than being the champion, which is kind of like it hurts you in the tournament, like when you're the champion, because you know, that would just be lame to have the champion win, kind of, outside of very exceptional circumstances, and this was not one of them, to say the least. I think her matches were all good. I think she was missing, like, a really great match that would put her on the level of a Julia or a Mirai. I mean, she was good throughout the tournament, very consistent, always a very charming character. Like, I always enjoy her matches. Like, even if things go not great, I still find enjoyment in all of her performances. Like, her versus Ami, I thought was a good match that she had. It wasn't great, but it was solid, you know? Like, it was all right. And, like, for Ami, that means something. I thought her and Suzu would probably be my pick for the best match. Maybe Mayu.
For me, it's Suzu.
Yeah. I think the match versus Mayu was good. I thought that, and I think that too, the match versus Mayu was her match that really did have a story to it.
Yeah.
And I think they played it off really well, like, too. Like, how it played out was good booking by the end. So I like that. Those would be my two matches that stood out. The rest, I thought she did a good job in her title match, non-tournament-wise, versus Bayne. And I like Megan Bayne a lot. I think she's a really good get for Stardom as well. Let's just say that right now. I highly enjoyed her run with Mizumori.
I can't wait to watch her versus Yuna from New Blood.
Yeah, we haven't seen that yet. But Yuna did get inducted. And they were working a tag gimmick before as well, like leading into that.
Yeah, Yuna was like the assistant to Cosmic Angels.
Yeah, she's like trying to get in.
Fully in there.
Exactly. But a good... good worker, very charming performer. You know, for the champion, I don't love her in that role in general, but especially not in the tournament, I would say. I just think she's a little miscast as Red Belt champion, but I always enjoy her, so I'm not going to be too hard on her. But what do you think she rated in the cage match rankings?
Oh, between 6 and 8.
Ninth.
Okay.
Just ahead of Momo, just below Azumi.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Like, that's probably about where I would have her. She's a top 10 performer, but she didn't, like I said, she didn't grab me. even as a worker.
I think she would be seventh or sixth for me. Like, as I said, I have her, Julia, and Mirai in, like, the same block almost. Like, I think Julia kind of, maybe because of the Oni match, is better than Mirai and Tom.
Right. Yeah.
But Tom, I would have higher than Mirai, because I think Tom's big matches with Suzu and Shuri and Poi at the end all stuck with me more than the Mirai matches did throughout the tournament, except for Mirai versus Micah. But
yeah, that just
happened. That was more because of Micah.
I thought the Julia and Azumi matches were up there, especially the Julia match. I would take above the Tom matches, but I mean, it's not anything wrong. I wouldn't argue with you. Like, you know, Tom was a good performer. Like, she was good in the tournament.
Yeah.
I just think, like I said, you know, with the red belt, you have expectations, and I don't know if she was really fit. Like, compared to Shuri, like last year, I think that's a tough spot to be in. But she was fun. Like, I liked her. I liked all of her matches in her own way. But let's get to the final. Yeah.
She still is Tom. That is the thing about Tom Nakano, is that you either like her or you don't like her, or you're mixed on her. It's like
what you said about everybody.
But like what I really mean by that is that people have really strong opinions on her, or they have really like okay mixed feelings on her. I am a strong fan of her, but I also am a mixed fan.
I think there's bad, like, people who think she's bad, but I'm
yeah,
not.
People hate her.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
are some people who hate her.
Yeah, I think that's more accurate. I would say, like, she's a love-hate wrestler, but I'm a huge fan of hers. I don't know if she's been utilized the right way, unfortunately, in the tournament. But nothing against her performance, because I think she's very good. And like I said, even her below-average matches or whatever, she still can make good and entertaining. And I always appreciate that about her. I was very disappointed, too, that we got Tom Lohr thread on X/Twitter, and it did not get paid off. She should have made the final after she had the Lohr thread, unfortunately. But let's get to the final. Like the final of the tournament, it came down to this insane tournament that we had here. So many injuries, so many sideways matches. It led to Suzu Suzuki, the Red Stars winner, versus Micah, the Blue Stars winner. This was the highest rated match of the show, 8.46 rating so far on 27 votes, which I think is pretty fair. I might go a little, you know, that's about right. Like, I'd have it about an 8. Yeah.
I am firmly I am really high on this match. Susu. First of all, Susu would have faced Saya Kamatani on this show if Saya hadn't got injured.
Yeah.
I don't think Susu would have been in the final or won if Saya hadn't gotten injured. The thing is, this tournament had injuries.
Yeah.
And it really sucks because it takes away the thing here was, the crowd was so behind Micah because Micah had already had a performance earlier on in the show. Suzu had been in the Battle Royal, which she won, but she had been in the Battle Royal. Not a lot to say. But it still was worked really well. And it still was a story that they themselves had told throughout the tournament. They themselves had said to each other, we want to face each other in the final. We will face each other in the final. So, in a way, they kind of stumbled. Like because of injuries, they had to go with the tournament, with the like story that the wrestlers had been telling each other for the final. And in a way, as I said earlier, where they, in King of Gate this year, it really felt like the only time Big Boss Shimizu could ever win that tournament, because it wasn't heading into Kobe World. Something similar is going on with this tournament, but we didn't know it. The winner of this tournament is not facing the big champion or the champion of their choosing at Sumo Hall. They're facing them in Osaka Edion in November. That was, of course, changed because of the injuries, but still. In the similar way of Big Boss Shimizu having this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of winning the King of Gate Finals tournament, something he never would have done if it was for the Kobe World main event. And the problem was, he was facing a prodigy in Kota Minora, a someone that the company is strongly behind. But someone that can win the King of Gate any year from now on and into the future. That was Susu in this match. Micah was Big Boss. That is my big comparison about these two matches. Is that the wrestler who the crowd and a lot of the viewers online was behind because it was their big chance to finally get a big win and finally get a tournament win that they wouldn't get any other year. It seemed like the perfect storm for Micah. It seemed like this was the perfect storm for Micah to win. but management don't see her that way. And they went with someone that they see that way in the future, and they see will be that being on that level in the future, and they went with Susu. Probably not their original plan at all. And we know that. But someone that they will probably give that in the future. And so they decided, yeah, let's give her it now, whatever. Her versus Tom is a strong match for Osaka Erion. And we hope that that Saya is healthy again by the time of Sumo Hall, December. That is my big takeaway on why this match ended up being what it was. But the match itself was worked really well for me. That was my long tangent.
I just think that this was really missing something to me as a final of the tournament. Again, you look at last year with Julia and Tom, and that was this epic match.
Yeah.
And some would claim as a forced epic, but I didn't feel that way. I thought they did a fantastic job. Here, this was more of a forced epic to me, because you had the spot like the double knockdown tease, them flying into the crowd and stuff with the chairs and all of that. They were trying to add hype, and then they just broke out some big and cool moves. Don't get me wrong. And it was still a strong match. Like, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, this tournament final felt small, like, in scope, but also even the time.
Because they didn't plan it.
So could they not have had a longer match than 14 minutes in the final?
They definitely should have had that. I agree there. It should have gone longer.
Did it make them blatantly no-sell all of this stuff, like, over and over in the match? Like, because they didn't plan the match, did that make them work the match how they did?
I don't know.
There's so many ways. The thing is, what you're saying is true. Like, it was obvious Tall Saya was going to win the tournament. Like, that's fine. Like, and maybe we'll get back to that later. They built it up perfectly. They gave her the big moment in the cage. I get it. I'm more bummed because of the domino effect that her injury led off of too. And obviously because her getting hurt sucks. You know, you never want that for anybody. It was a scary thing. But I'm not that big of a fan of hers as a wrestler, in all honesty. Like, it's not like I was shedding tears. I think Suzu is a much better performer than Tall Saya, if it were up to me. And I think I get it. And here's my problem with these two. I like them both a lot. I've always said Micah for a long time, very underrated talent in the company. This time she had a lot of great momentum. Himeka retired earlier in the year. You had the new look with the red hair. She looks fantastic. Wrestling good throughout the tournament. Lots of good stuff. Like, Micah, great. Suzu, great. Again, I love Suzu. Like, great wrestler. I don't think this match here was a step towards where they're going. But they're not there yet. Like, neither of these two are red belt caliber, in my opinion. And they just, again, and I'm not being too hard on the company about the final itself. I think this was a good pick. Like, if you just look on paper, I have no issue with these two being backup plans, you know, pretty much as your final, whatever. No problem. And Micah may have even made it on her own. But they're great wrestlers, and I have nothing against that. I think the match was still good, but I wish that they had worked it better, first of all. But in a way, more specifically, that it was a bigger match for the stage. Because this was a great match. I give it an 8 out of 10, 4 stars type of level. But you need a 10 when it comes to the finals. Like, you know, you need that at least a 9. You need an epic match. And this was a 14-minute match that had great moments, but also had some match stuff that I didn't think was that great, to be honest with you. And then the match itself, again, great match, well worth watching. I'm a little down on it just because of the final status. I have high expectations, and I don't think it was met compared to the last few years of the tournament. So I can't really go any higher than that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But more egregious to me than the match itself, because I like both of them a lot. And I get it that they didn't plan it. That's no excuse whatsoever to not have anything after the match to make this feel like a big deal. You know, there should have, like, what last year, again, to bring it back to past years of this tournament, you had epic wins. It felt like huge superstar making moments.
Yeah, I actually have enough of so we are used to having these award ceremonies after the I get that. I definitely missed it. I immediately felt something was off when the show ended.
It's not just about missing it. It's about telling you that this is a lame duck challenger. That was a backup plan.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% there. And as the thing is, I honestly think Rossi didn't want to do the awards and stuff because there were three people missing because of the injuries. So it would be unfair to them to give awards to the others.
Fine. But what about
I'm getting to that. It felt like he just wanted it to be over. He just wanted to move on from this mess of a tournament. It honestly felt like for them, they really just wanted to move on. It sucks. It really sucks. I felt empty after the show because it was like I was missing a lot of the like grandeur of the five star that I've become accustomed to from the past years.
And how it should be.
Yeah, and how it should be. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, it's a shame. It's a real shame. But I honestly think that they just wanted to move on. And they just wanted to, whatever.
But there's a lot of things I want to move on in Stardom this year, but I can't.
Yeah. It's a shame because
we have to take things as we get them, you know, that's his job to make it better, whether he wants to move on or not. Like you have to do it anyway. It doesn't matter if there were injuries, I don't accept that at all. Should have done what he needed to do and make Suzu the best you can make her. Regardless if it was the plan or not, she deserved it. Like, you know, again, everybody's negative because they walked themselves into a shoot about Micah. Like, just, you know, like,
yeah,
like, come on. Like, now this is ridiculous.
It is such a shame. I said this on Twitter after the show ended. It is such a shame that this is the way Suzu fucking Suzuki winning the most prestigious tournament in women's pro wrestling is treated. It is treated and looked at. Because the fans were just talking about Micah after the match ended. Because the crowd all went home really, really quick because of Micah. Micah. I get everyone's reaction that everyone felt this was the perfect storm for Micah. I felt it was the perfect storm for Micah. I am a bigger fan of Suzu Suzuki, but I felt Micah should have won here. But I hate that this is the way we have to react to Suzu Suzuki winning the tournament. Because it should be a good thing.
You know what this reminded me of? By the end of the show, when she was there in this like really dreary like celebration. You know what that reminded me of? The Super J Cup that Kushida won. Like a few years ago. Where like the crowd was half empty, like nobody was excited, it was a bad tournament, and it felt like winning actually hurt him more than anything. So I actually feel the same. I actually think Suzu got hurt by winning more than Micah got hurt by losing, actually.
Yeah, and it sucks because I have always been such a big fan of her, and like she is one of my favorites on the roster, and her now
she's losing
in this way. like winning in this way, but it's almost a loss because of the way the crowd and the fans online treated it. Who did Kushida beat in the final of that tournament? Was it Ospreay?
No, I think it was Taichi.
Okay.
I know you're looking it up right now.
Because the last time Kushida won the tournament was in 2017, and that was versus Ospreay in the final.
What? Are you talking about Best of Super Juniors?
Yeah, aren't you talking about Kushida? I said
Super J Cup.
Oh, Super J Cup. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that has the Best Super Juniors final. I'm talking about the J Cup they did where they had... Basically, Tai Chi ruined the tournament because he sucked so bad. And everything was terrible. It was Kushida Kanemaru, actually, was the final of that tournament. This was like 2016.
Okay, yeah.
But if you look at that show, with him and Tai Chi and him and Kanemaru on the same show, it hurt him so bad to be the face of this terrible tournament that happened, that him winning... And the crowd didn't really respect him that much. And he never was really able to recover as like a main event junior player, I guess. And like New Japan's weird with the juniors. But that's what this reminded me of. Like a really bad win that actually hurt more than helped.
Okay. Yeah.
Him versus Ospreay was a great match.
I was a bit confused because I have great memories of that final.
Was great. I'm talking about about the J Cup.
Yeah.
With Tai Chi and Kanemaru, but that's reminded me of.
Yeah. I mean, for me, this just reminded me of Kota Minoru.
the problem is like Minoru deserved a bad reaction because he sucks. Like Susan.
But it's had the same feeling of feeling forced because it felt like this whole tournament was about someone else, or so. Like this whole final night felt like it was about Micah.
Yeah,
and it felt like they were just going with the safe card with Susu, but like because Susu is a safe card for them, she is one of the people that.
I think that she's really struggled this year in general. Like her match with Julia was very underwhelming. Like, and she hasn't really done a lot. She's kind of been her and Micah have kind of been equal partners. Like equal players.
Yeah, sure, but like that's not what I meant. Like this year has not been like I think Susu has been pretty good this year outside of that Julia match. But
her in the tournament was great. I thought she was a standout player.
Yeah, she is like number three for me after Shuri and Natsupoi. But
yeah,
the thing here is that I know that they are really high on her future in the company.
Well, she's only 21, you know.
Yes, she is the youngest 5-star winner ever now.
Yeah, and obviously she was like the crown jewel of the whole prominence thing. She's got a great future, obviously, like very young. But I stand by what I said earlier. I don't feel like either of these two are red belt ready. Like overall, I thought this was a step.
Yeah, but like they don't need to be Tom.
Well, they're not. And she won't.
So, she won't.
That's another thing. Like they should have made that feel like an epic matchup. Have her and Tom have a face off or something. Like you know, set this up because they don't really have any like real anything between them, like Suzu and Tom. Like there's no real story. I'm sure Tom will invent something on Twitter. I promise you that by the time we get to that show. But it's not like this is a hot anticipated matchup, you know, Suzu and Nakano.
Their match in the tournament was great, so
that was a great match. But it's like there's nothing there to grab onto as a story other than they wrestled good together.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, I'm excited.
I agree, which is why it's given the lower, like it's not going to Sumo Hall. It's going to Osaka Edo.
Exactly. I just wish they would put a little for Suzu's sake. I wish they put a little bit more behind it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I 100% agree.
Where do you think Suzu ended up in the cage match ratings for the tournament overall?
Oh, that is interesting. Was she in the top 10?
Yes.
So they had Mayu on number one. They had Shuri very high.
Yep.
I don't think there's room for any more people in the top five for Cage Match. if I remember
right. Too many good workers.
Yeah, I think she places right outside the top five for them.
Number three. She is behind Shuri and Mayu. Mayu, okay. Shuri, Suzu, 1, 2, 3. And very close, too. They're all very, very close together. Only 1/10 of a point behind Shuri for number two. So, what about Micah? Where does she wind up?
I don't know. That is a interesting one. Eight.
Tied for six with Utami.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think those are fine. Suzu would be up there. I didn't really... She did win the tournament. But heading into all of this, I wasn't that attached to her emotionally. Like, I didn't feel like she was a threat, really, for a lot of the tournament. Which, I mean, got proven wrong in the end. But she didn't really stand out for me in terms of a character. Her matches were really good. I thought she was a great worker throughout the tournament.
Yeah.
Again, kind of similar to that Mariah Julia vein to me. Like, great matches. Wasn't into her, but she did get the win in the end. So I could see taking her above the others.
A interesting point about Suzu is that a lot of the smaller shows she ended up being the main event of.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of closing promos, always saying, I will win the five star, I will win the five star. I don't know, because they, of course, don't announce the match order of the matches on the five star shows, on the smaller shows before the tournament. So we don't know if she would have been in the main event. Like, what I'm getting at here is that, was she the second choice? Or was she the third choice?
It was said she was the second choice.
It was said she was the second choice. Yeah.
Yeah. No reason to doubt him. Like, because they didn't do a good job of establishing her based on how this worked, but still.
Well, when you think about it, we didn't really see it at the point because we saw her winning as so unlikely.
I'm just saying that. They didn't establish it with the final,
yeah.
Like the celebration and all of that. Like, they didn't act like she was a top choice.
Yeah. They didn't act like she was a top choice. Like, she wasn't presented to us as a top choice, but she, I think that is almost on us for not paying attention to her promos and like making a bigger deal of it. And
I think they did a good job. If you look at her in the tournament,
I think, but if we look back at a lot of her like main events and closing promos of shows, it will be more likely that we see it, if more believable, maybe.
No, and I have no doubt that she was going to win as soon as Saya got injured. Like, I mean, I pretty strongly think that, but
We just didn't think it during the tournament.
Not even that. It just left such a bad taste in my mouth, the final, like, and how it was handled. That.
Yeah. This.
I don't understand. I don't understand them right now.
I really don't understand why they didn't treat the ceremony, like all the post match stuff, as a bigger deal, because they should have.
Yeah, that's my issue. Them, how they built her up was good. Like you said, all of the main events that she had, great matches, big wins. But the final ceremony, like you said, the lack thereof, that just really rubbed me the wrong way, man. Like, I didn't think it was a very good ending to. To me, there was so much good wrestling in this tournament that I can't completely downvote it. But in terms of my interest and satisfaction coming out of this,
yeah,
I didn't enjoy this tournament, I have to say. Like, I don't think it was a good tournament.
I said after the show also that this tournament was amazingly worked, terribly booked.
Yeah, awful.
First. Like, they had bad luck, so much bad luck.
And that's the one thing we do have to say, that, like, there was a lot of bad luck. We can't completely blame them when the very first day their winner goes out, which is something nobody would ever want.
Yeah.
But that, what we saw, like, regardless of what happened, the product that was presented to me watching this show and analyzing these matches and looking at them, I didn't think was very good. Ultimately, like, following this tournament, the matches were great. Like you said, nobody blames the workers in the tournament at all. I think every single person in this tournament was at least good. Like, yeah, every one of them. But the scheduling sucked. You had the movie to deal with. You had injuries. But at the same time, that's really not an excuse, ultimately, like, for things to be like this. It should have been a lot better. And I don't know why they do a lot of the things they do this year overall. It's one of those things that's just a mystery. And the whole company right now, I feel that way about. Like, what happened to my stardom? What happened to them? Like, what happened to the company I've known for the last few years? What is this? Like, what are we watching?
A lot of weird stuff is going on. I honestly just don't really, it's not really any, like, the wrestlers are not at fault for this.
No, I totally agree. There's no wrestler that you can point to and say, this person is to blame for anything.
But the thing is, it's, the management really are bad at handling disasters right now. They are really bad at reacting to what it, like, it feels like they are one step behind, like, everything that is going on, because they get struck with so much, like, bad stuff. I honestly think that it's good that they are at least, it's good that they are at least trusting the wrestlers to go out there and tell their own stories, because they at least trust the wrestlers to go out there and build some storylines and do some, like, before Saya got hurt, there was no shot of Micah versus Susu being the final, but the wrestlers still treated it like that was going to be their final. And I am really happy that Stardom at least trusts the wrestlers to go out there and tell stories. Like,
that's not, to me, just saying, well, I want to wrestle you in this big match. That's not a story to me. That's like a segment and maybe a series of segments. Like, it's not, that's not a story. Like, we just want to fight. Like, you know, there's no, it's not like there's any reason for it other than they're just aligned, you know, like, and maybe you see them as a worthy person to face, which is fine. It was good, but that to me is not a great story to me.
I'm sure.
You know, like, anybody could do that. Like, I could say, oh, I want to fight you. That's not a story.
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
Like, there's nothing behind it. It was
still, though, I don't think this might, this, for me, Susu and Micah really hit because I have been watching them be really heated towards each other for the whole tournament in promos and stuff, and I felt like it really worked because of that.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and that speaks to, like, they let them, like, it helped a lot in this match. This match for me really hit hard because I have been really into this whole them beefing out with each other, and while also being allies almost, while also saying, yeah, let's go for the triangle game, for the artist belts, and like Susu saying, no, wait, Micah saying, like, wait, what? No, I don't want to team with you. Well, we're teaming, whatever. All that
doesn't sound like good storytelling.
For me, it works.
I mean, again, they're
for
fine.
For me, that is the charm that I've always, like, every time I think about Stardom, I think about, like, the charm of the wrestlers still like always liking each other, but always beefing. It's a charm part of the promotion.
And they're fine. Like, nothing against them.
That's like how they've always told stories.
Like I said, they're fine. Like, I have nothing against Suzu or Micah. Like, they did their best. I think it was a tough situation in terms of just how the match was laid out, and especially the afterburn. I didn't really like a lot. But the whole company has been just in disarray this year in general. So just one more thing. Like one more complaint to have. It's going to be interesting. Like, it's really going to be interesting where they go at the end of the year.
It sucks because, as I said earlier, this tournament is one of the best work tournaments this entire year.
In terms of wrestling quality, this was the best tournament. Like, that's not even there's no close second. Like, it was the best tournament, clearly, in terms of matches.
It's just a shame that it's been it was such a mess when it came to booking because of all the stuff. But yeah,
it's sadly been the story of the company all year to me. Like I said, I've had a lot of these same complaints at the basically the beginning.
I mean, a lot of wrestling this year has been weird.
It's been bad booking by stupid bookers. Like, but the thing is, a lot of these other companies have been bad for a long time. This company was at the top of their game for years, and heading into this year, had possibly their greatest match ever and an amazing story.
2020 was not that great of a year, but that was COVID.
But yeah, there was a lot that went wrong that was out of their hands. Like that. Yes. So that's not fair, really. But like the last 2 years, you can say.
2021 and 2022. Yeah. Their growth speaks for itself. The company was my promotion of the year for 2021 and 2022. They will not be this year.
They were easily the best promotion, in my opinion, the last 2 years. Like, far and away of any men or women. Yeah. And this year, I think they've really, really struggled overall. It's a shame, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting where they go at the end of the year. Because now, like, realistically, what are your options if Tom just, even if she just calls out Tulsaya, that's not a story. Again, like, same thing. Like, there's nothing to that, in my opinion.
Well, they already have the already have the, like, Saya always looked up to Tom. Tom treated her bad. It's like the story they told in 2021 and 2022. They've told that story. They can easily go back to that.
I guess. That's not a hot match for me.
Yeah, like, but you hate Tulsaya.
It has nothing to do with me liking her or anything of her talent. It's just the way they built it is not interesting. Like, that's not anything that's been built up. You have to go back to 2021 to care about it. And that's not a good story to me.
2022. The World Climax Sumo Hall 2022. That was the last match.
Yeah.
The last, like, big title match for between the two. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly am really into Tom versus Tulsaya as the Sumo Hall main event.
What do you think of Tom's title reign?
Well, it's barely been a title reign. She has had two defenses.
And a third coming up next week.
Yeah, and a third. But, like, I can't comment on it. As I always say with title reigns, I can't really comment on it until it's been, like, truly over.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
So
I think that's pretty fair. I think, just like I said earlier talking about her, I think she's proven to be really miscast as the champion. Like, you know.
Yeah, sure. But
I was down on her beating Julia, but really, I think Julia, if she was the champion and all of the other stuff happened like it did, we'd still be in a tough spot. Like, it wouldn't have been that much better if at
all. It's not like Julia was on a good run either.
Well, she only made it into the biggest show in the company's history, of course, and had multiple great drawing events.
Yeah, but like.
And also,
Tom was also in the Yokohama Arena match.
And not to mention one of the best matches of the year versus Yuki as well. of Stardom. So I think she was having
you feel that match is one of the best matches of the year.
That's not just me. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I would feel that way if we got a sequel, but.
That's the sad part. That's another thing. Like, I was so upset about it. But that's just as a fan.
Yeah, but that's not gonna happen.
Obviously not now. But
it wasn't gonna happen after the match happened either.
Well, I mean, obviously not, because they took the title off of her right away. But still, yeah. You can't say her reign was bad. Like, all of the drawing metrics were good with her on top. It's just, they had such a terrible Cinderella tournament that had nothing to do with
it. I wasn't saying her title reign was bad. I was saying that it wasn't, like, for me, her and Tom's reigns were at similar levels. Like, they both won it in a great match. Julia, of course, won it in the match of the year for 2022.
Yeah, that match was so much better than that Tom match.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying, you're throwing away the fact that Tom versus Julia this year was a great match. It was a really, really great match.
Yeah. And the build wasn't as good.
So they both won it in good, really good matches, universally agreed by a lot of people. Right? So
I'm not taking anything away from the match, though.
Yeah, but like,
I just don't think Tom's a very good champion. Is the
yeah,
problem.
But like, Julia also has had the same amount of defenses with the title. She, right. I wouldn't say any of her matches were like her and Tom's defenses have been on the same wavelength for me.
I think that the Suzu match was definitely disappointing, and it felt like we were just kicking into gear for title reign on top of it. But I would say the Suzu match was better than the Mina match.
Like, both of these two people are better in the chase.
I don't agree with that. Julia had such ace energy to her that Tom just doesn't have. Like I said, she's just... And the thing is, again, I like her. Like, I like Tom. It's just she's not a great champion, like, to me. Like, I think that she's really miscast. Like I said, they've given her so much, like, with the double titles and things like that.
Yeah,
that you can't really pull back now.
She's kind of done after this year, after next year.
Oh, how do you know that? Like, how does anybody ever? That's something people say. There's no evidence to it other than she just says it. Who cares? Like, who cares what anybody says on Twitter or whatever?
I feel that way because I looked at how they've treated her this year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, but maybe do you not have faith in her that they just don't see her as a top star?
Well, no, because that's how she's been treated her whole career.
That's exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly why you're feeling the way you feel about her as a main event level. And
it's not that's what I'm saying. That she won the title. I just don't think her title rights been very good. And like I said, I was on board with her. My only problem with that was that I was too soon. Like, they swerved right to her and Tom out of the blue, pretty much. Oh. Like, to go back to the other, like, the stuff that happened 2 years ago, which wasn't relevant for months and months and months. Like,
because that would, then we would have had the problem. Like,
I said, if Julia was a champion and all of this stuff happened the same as it did, I don't think it would have saved, like the Tom is not the problem, even though I think she's miscast as a champion. The problem is so much other stuff and how they viewed her, I don't think has been to her benefit. Like, I don't think Julia would have magically changed the company and made it better if she had won the title or retained the title. I think all of these problems would still be here.
I really think that if Tom could have had a really great title reign if they had treated her better.
And that's true. Like, I agree with that. Like, I think that they've done a very poor job. And I don't think Tora being the next challenger is the answer either.
She went two months without defending the title before.
I still feel
that. It was so weird. Like, they didn't handle it at all.
Right. And that's all I'm saying. Like, it's nothing against Tom at all. It's they've utilized her poorly. I think that I do think she's better in the chase. Like, but I was willing to give her a chance. I just think that they haven't really done a great job with her up and down, like, in general. And I think, like I said, if Julia had retained the title, I think it would have been a little better. But I more accurately, I think it would still have been equally as bad, to be honest. I just think that she carried herself more as a champion. But, you know, it doesn't make a big difference.
If the plan was for Saya Kamitani to win the title at the end of the year, Tom is a better opponent for her than Julia is.
I guess.
Tom and Saya have so much history to go back at that Julia and Saya don't have at all.
Well, yeah, that's true. They have less than Tom and Saya, for sure. But I don't know. So I wasn't a big fan of this match.
Tom is the one Saya is the most connected to, other than their tag team partner in this promotion. Yeah.
And, I mean, they did a great job with her build-up. Like, I mean, unfortunately, the ending happened. But, I mean, that was the dramatic moment of the year, was her saving Utami.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like she was the favorite to win the tournament coming in. You know, and I mean, it was said anyway by the people in there. But still, I felt that the story really pointed to her as having that great moment. One of the few great moments. That's another thing that's been missing this year. I don't think there's been a lot of great moments. Even, like, you know, Tom and Julia. When Tom won the white belt, that was an epic moment. Even though I didn't love that match, honestly. Like, I thought that was kind of overrated. And I think the red belt match was a lot better than the white belt match, personally. But I think that that was an amazing historical moment that everyone remembers and loves so much. And the Julia, I loved the match with Yuki, but it was still a kind of like a not a great moment, you know, just being the draw, obviously. And they're missing the moments, I think, in this year that they really haven't had. I mean,
Tom winning the title this year was a pretty big moment for me. That's a fan.
Well, obviously that was the final. It doesn't even have anything to do with being a fan or not. Like, obviously, main eventing the biggest show ever and winning the title was a big moment. You know, like, you know, that's clear. But still, I think the Himeka retirement would be up there.
The cage. We still haven't seen the the Himeka retirement ceremony. Yes, but we haven't seen the final Himeka show. That was the Wave Bushiroad thing. We will never see it because it wasn't.
Yeah, we won't. But regardless of that, still though, her match with Micah on that same show that Tom won the red belt on, I thought was a very emotional and a strong moment. I think that's something they need to work on, and I don't know. Like, maybe you're right, and Saya against Tom will be this amazing moment, but I'm not feeling it right now.
Well, the thing is, Tom and Saya is a big story for them.
And maybe, and we don't even know if that's going to happen either. Like, you know, as
yeah,
well.
But I agree there, but like, Saya might not be
exactly so then what?
Healthy in time. Then they will go back to what they will go back to the safest thing they can do, and do Tom versus Julia.
No, we don't want that.
We don't want that at all.
See, that's the thing. Again, I would have preferred Julia winning the title, but I don't think it makes this big difference to the company overall with a lot of the mistakes. And I definitely would be against her winning the title again. Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know? Like, you made your decision. Maybe I didn't agree with it, but it's fine. Like, I don't mind. Like, I'm not the kind of fan that obsesses over wins and losses. You know, I don't really care that much on an emotional level. I just look at it for the best business sake, which clearly this has not been thus far. Maybe and we still got 3 months in the year left to go. The tag league is going to take up a lot of time. They have time. If, you know, like you said, the thing with Tom, it's not great right now. I don't think she has much of an aura as a champion. But if by the end of it, you have an epic match with Tosaya, they all prove me wrong and have this great match and great moment and blah, 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 then you can't really downplay it. You know, like, then it all worked out in the end and we can be happy with it. So I'll give you that much on that end. But right now, let's just say I don't feel like they've proved me wrong with saying
I'm not saying it's a great title reign. I'm saying it's too early to tell.
And that's what I just
said. Even though it's, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's literally what I just said. Like, if they end it good, then we, you know, they have to turn it around and that's good. You know, but hopefully they do. Like, I'm rooting for them because I want this company to be good. Like, especially this company with where they've been at the last 2 years. I'm just flabbergasted by a lot of their decision making right now, you know.
But I am really looking forward to Susu versus Tom.
Me too. And I think that's going to be a great match. But I mean, Susu's not going to win.
It would be awesome if she did, though. just for me.
I thought, whose side are you on here? You're supposed to be the Tom fan.
It's for me, this is like Batman versus Spider-Man. It's my two favorite superheroes going against each other. Like, I don't know.
Tom Nakano has nothing in common with Spider-Man. But I do
like that you already casted Susu as Batman. Like, I didn't say who was who.
I knew who was Batman. You can't fool you cannot fool me. I know about superheroes. No. But yes, who are the X-Men of stardom?
The web tie.
They're bad. They'd have to be villains, though.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. God's Eye. God's Eye is okay. X-Men.
Good. I agree with that. I agree with that. I accept that answer for sure. But anyway, the tournament, it had ups and downs, but the match quality was very high. I think actually the best way to watch this tournament and enjoy it, just watch every, like, just pick and choose and don't even worry about standings or anything like that. Yeah. Just look at the matches you want to watch, and you'll have a ton of great matches that you could look at, including the final. And it will all be great if you don't actually get emotionally invested or try to worry about who's going to win or look at the tournament. If you just pick and choose, like, that's the way to go, I think.
At this point, no one is emotionally invested in this tournament anymore because it's over.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're correct. I'm just trying to give the... I'm trying to put the listeners up on game right now, Sandre. Why are you...
True.
Why
are you crazy? I mean, if they... We've been going for almost 2 hours now. Like,
that is true.
Over 2 hours.
That's nice, like, that we had a lot to talk about, at least. On this one,
like, if you have made it all the way here, you were invested in the tournament.
Hey, the fans always ride with us. Hey, I just put up a 4-hour show on YouTube. The Inoki biography, which was a very hard, painstaking journey in terms of just fighting. This was easy to do, like, to be on the show and talk about. I mean, I did a little bit of research on the cage match people, but not near the amount of research that I did in the Inoki show, to say the least. But they will ride with us. They will be here. Thank you to all the listeners who joined
this. Thank you so much.
Nearly 2.5-hour journey and romp, and especially if you are a member of the Patreon and listen to our constant reviews of their shows.
I mean, the Patreons have been getting us just dissecting the tournament as it happens.
Now
the free listeners get us, who are like husks, repeating what we have said throughout the tournament, talking about the things we have talked about multiple times. And you will you just hear the tired version of it, like, let's just move on.
That's you. I'm ready. I could go another 2.5 hours if I wanted to. I mean, nobody could have predicted the final, the ceremony, at least, being what it was. So before we get out of here, one last thing. A couple, they didn't do the awards, but we will have a couple on this show that we will go to. What do you think was the biggest win of the tournament? What's the biggest win in Red Star's block? Like, the win that meant the most?
For me, I will say it wasn't a win, but Natsupoi surviving Shuri, the way Shuri treated her during that match, and Natsupoi still like surviving to the time limit. That was a win for her status, in my opinion.
It's a moral victory, I guess.
Yes, a moral victory. I would say...
Did anyone in Blue Star stand out to you?
Yes, I have one that is a huge win here in Blue Stars. But in Red Stars, what is a big win in Red Stars for you?
Poi over Tom on the last night. I thought that was the biggest win.
That is, yeah. Yeah, I agree there.
What about Blue Stars?
Hanon over Asumi.
I think that would have been more, actually, if she hadn't have won any other matches. Like, if that was her big win.
She didn't win any other matches until...
She did. Like, she beat Mariah last night.
Yeah, but, like, that was the last night. This was in the middle of the tournament.
So?
It was a big moment at the time.
Well, I mean, yeah, at the time.
You have to judge things at the time also. Come on.
I don't know about that. I mean, like, we're looking back now. This is a retrospective episode. We can't time travel.
Yeah.
Unless you can and have it told me.
Why for me, Hanan beating Asumi is a big point for Hanan. It's a big win for her.
It was. Like, you know, I agree, but it, like I said, it would have meant more to me if she had just, like, she hadn't beat Mariah on the last night.
It's
my opinion.
Okay, Mariah May putting Hanan over is still awesome in its own right.
Yeah, I thought that would have been actually.
They both can be the same. Also, my point with Asumi is that Asumi and Hanan are similar in age.
Yeah.
But Asumi is the 10-year veteran. Asumi has been in this company for 10 years. And Hanan beating an established player is a big moment for her.
Listen, I was around throughout the entire Asumi army days, okay? I remember Kid Asumi and working those endless five-way matches in opening matches. I was there on there.
Yeah.
But I still see her more as an up-and-comer just based on how they book her more than anything. I thought Asumi over Utami was the Blue Stars win that meant the most, because they are interfaction. Everybody always says Utami's the leader of Queen's Quest, and that's been the storyline. They just
she won a match confirming that she was the leader.
And rejoined the group after Talsaya saved her in the cage as well. So Asumi beating her, I felt like a big step. I'm like, oh, you beat the leader of the group. That's awesome. We'll see if it even means anything in the future anyway, but I hope so. And obviously...
Yeah, and Hanan beat the leader of her generation. The 2000 generation.
I guess overall, like, Suzu beating Maika would have to be the biggest win.
Overall, yes.
Yeah.
But I also think about the wins for me.
Okay, well, you keep thinking about for you and tell me who do you think gained the most of the tournament? Who's your rising star in Red Stars? Who gained
Not the boy.
I totally agree. Like, that's
Not the boy for the whole tournament. Yeah, overall, in the rising stars spot.
Yeah, what about Blue Stars?
I'm not going to cop out and say Hanan because I will. That will just repeat what I always say.
It was just being in the tournament was a gain for her, really.
Yeah, I mean, she was in last year and the year before, but yeah.
Should have been May Sarah.
Oh, come on. Yes.
But, well, not over Hanan, but still, I wish May Sarah was
a... Yeah, it was. I would agree with you with anyone else but Hanan, because I really want Hanan to always get...
Take Mayu out and put May Sarah in. Andre's words. I think Maika was the one who gained the most.
I actually said this during the show, that Maika just getting into the final is an elevation of her status in the company.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But not to point gained the most overall.
Yes.
Best match. What was the best Red Stars match?
Best Red Stars match? Well, Shuri versus Natsupoi, because that's my overall match of the tournament.
And what about Blue?
Oh, that is interesting. I actually just realized that my top three is all Red Stars. I have the final at number two, but
Blue Stars is a better block than Red Stars in my opinion.
Yes, overall, like consistently, but I think Anu versus Julia is the best Blue Stars match.
I had Shuri and Suzu as my Red Stars match, and Julia and Anu as my Blue Stars, both from night one, which is interesting. That was a great show, like night one.
Yeah.
That's another reason why this tournament kind of is heartbreaking, because it started off so good.
Yeah, I said it in my, like, I did a little tweet here yesterday, and I said best night was the opening night.
Oh, definitely. To me, Julian Ano is my pick, but I have no problem with Shuri and Poi. That was a great match as well. Who is your Red Star MVP?
Not the boy.
I picked Shuri for my red, and what about Blue?
I think it would be Micah after the final night.
I went with Ano, and yeah. And you picked Poi as yours.
Overall, yes.
I picked Ano. It was my favorite, even though she dropped off at the end. She was the one I was invested in throughout the tournament. I really enjoyed a lot of her matches. Shuri was a great wrestler. You could probably say Shuri was the MVP. Like, if we did a most outstanding, best in-ring performer,
yeah,
I would pick Shuri. But for me, MVP is more than just wrestling. So
yes. I will. I agree.
All right. So I think we've said all we can say.
Also, shout out Momo Watanabe for being the overachiever.
That's kind of an award, like I said. who would be the overachieving person? Probably Momo. Like, I mean, she did better than I expected, for sure.
Yeah, she did way better than I expected. She is the overachiever.
Tora, I think, did better than I thought as well. Again, like, not high tier overall, but still, like, better than I thought, for sure. And Momo definitely deserves some props for her run. So,
What about worst match of the tournament?
Worst match?
What about Ami versus Tora on the opening night?
That was not good. what did we star rate that overall? Oh yeah, I gave that 1 star. Sorry, you gave it 2, so you were nicer than me. I don't think you gave any match below like 2.5.
Stardom's wrestling is too good for that. There is. Very few matches in Stardom that I would give 1 to.
Well, I said what I said. Tora and but get well soon to all the people injured. Starlight, Utami,
yes.
Althaya, most importantly, really. Get there, you know, feel yourself in good health. You know, get better. And also, one thing.
Don't feel pressure to return too early because your health is more important.
That's true. Just get well. So it seems like everyone's going to be okay. Nothing too like severe head injury or anything like that. You know, so let's just hope for the best for everybody there. Also, after the final, Micah's emotion in her promo was so strong. Just reading it on Twitter, I was like so amazed by the stuff she was saying there.
Yeah,
very emotional.
I didn't say it during the show. Because we immediately went to talking about the like post-match stuff, but during Susu versus Micah, the finish to that was fucking fantastic.
Oh yeah, the Sky Twister press, that would totally fucking, we should have mentioned that. That was awesome.
Amazing finish. That should be Susu's like one winged angel. Like no one should kick out of that. That was like the first time Susu has ever done that in the match.
I know, it was so good. Like that was the best part of the match. I mean, you had Micah doing the Poison Rana too earlier, but the Sky Twister Press was so freaking awesome. That to me should be like her burning hammer. Like she does it once every 5 years or something. Like, you know, every time she's in a big match she's about to win, she breaks out the Sky Twister Press. But otherwise she just does the normal stuff. The tequila shot is a great finisher on its own. But the Sky Twister Press was awesome. And you know you've done it well when Chaparita Asari put you over on Twitter. I was going to retweet that on the Easter Lariat account because Asari gave her props. The inventor of the move gave her thumbs up. So love the tribute. Love Suzu. And I'm happy that she gets a spot in a big moment. I just wish that they booked things a little better. But her,
yes.
No problems whatsoever. Love Suzu. Suzu respector. Right now.
Yeah, I am about to give her MVP of September because of the final and because she was consistent throughout the month.
Rossi, what are you doing right now, man? What are you doing? We almost forgot. One more thing to mention. So today we had a bunch of stuff set up for the future. We will go
yes,
quickly.
In Corkin.
Yeah. 900 people, good attendance because a lot was going on. So good for them there. Maya, Iwatani, and Julia both going to the USA to defend their respective titles. Julia versus Hayan announced for the strong title. Hayan is one of the better indie women's wrestlers, in my opinion. So I hope that'll be a good match.
Yes.
Masked Wrestlers came out, which is something Stardom is very, very familiar with at a lot of their angles. It seems like it's that time of year. It's time for masked wrestlers.
It always happens during the October season.
Yeah, right around Tag League comes in. Here come the masked wrestlers. So they beat the hell out of Mirai and Mayu. We don't know what's going on there, who's who. But then it came out that Michiko, all caps, attacks Julia to challenge also for her title. Formerly Andres Miyagi in Stardom, yes. She has returned.
Interesting note to say is that for much of the early months of Julia's Stardom run, Michiko was her tag partner. Because Michiko had just left the Werotai and it over. Yeah.
This is history. This is the history that the people care about.
It also was like the third singles match Julia ever had in Stardom was against Miyagi. So it is history here.
Is it history I want to relive? Is a different story. That could be a different question. But she posted time to get Glate. So Glate X Stardom right now. It's not Stardom in New Japan anymore. It's Stardom and Glate.
I don't want to talk about Glate.
What if they did Fukuda versus Mirai UWF match for the white belt?
For the white belt. Oh, what an elevation of Fukuda.
Well, yeah, she never wins anything. But what if they did an MMA fight with Fukuda versus Mirai? Glate MMA. Or Glate MMA.
Oh, do you know what they should do? Fukuda versus Shuri. In the Glate MMA fight.
Shuri, an actual MMA fighter.
Yes. For the record.
Do you want to see what we saw on the Sumo Hall show against Fukuda again? Is that what you want?
Kind of.
Do you want to see her getting beaten by now again?
I kind of do, actually.
Why? Why do you hate Fukuda?
I just don't like people doing MMA matches when they should be wrestling.
Maybe they could do a... If Utami's out, maybe they could do a great team in the tag league. Michiko and, Diamond D Egoist.
Owie. If that is the way we get Jinai Kai into Stardom, I'm all for it, actually.
I think she's back in America. It'd have to be Aoi.
Oh. Okay, Aoi works, I guess.
Yeah. And Michiko, all caps.
Yeah.
Remember when she was still, Andres Miyagi, that time when they were going to do the 5-star, they had that press conference and she came out with like those super fly sunglasses and the jacket. She looks super awesome.
Yeah.
She needs to bring back that look. But so Glate is on the agenda for Stardom for reasons nobody understands. But it could be interesting, I guess. You have the faction. Maybe this is what if the masked person, it turns out she reveals herself as Unagi Sayaka.
Very likely, actually. But isn't she feuding with Miyagi?
Exactly. Like, it wouldn't make any sense if that would happen.
Oh, well. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense when it's Glate.
Michiko's feuding with everybody. Like, Hosokawa as well. So, none of this makes any sense. This Glate stuff. But it did happen. Yeah. We'll see.
Hey. I just have to ask this. We've been quite harsh on Stardom's year this year. Oh, yeah. Have Glate been any better?
No, Glate has been significantly worse than Stardom.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Stardom still has great matches. The roster could save a lot of the bad stuff on here. Although they have taken a step back in attendances and things like that I'm sure they're not too happy about. But for me as a fan, whatever they do, the wrestling is still really strong. Glate... The wrestling's good, their shows are easy, but it's so random that nothing makes any sense. There'll be like random luchadors, shoot fighters, Dragon Gate guys. What if this leads to SBK in the crowd at Stardom? Guest commentator. I could see it in the future, but...
I have completely lost the plot at this point.
We all have, and it's time to end this show. I've been trying to drag this out as long as possible so I don't have to watch the Panthers. I'm scared to look at the score of our game right now. I don't know what's happening, but it looks like I'm going to have to take that journey. Just as you have taken the journey with us going through the five-star Grand Prix, a wonderful tournament and match quality, questionable in terms of what happened in there, and you feel bad because of the injuries. You can't completely bury them, but regardless, it was a lot of fun talking with you, Sandre. Thank you for taking the time all throughout the tournament and for all of the good folks out there listening to the Eastern Lariat. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I loved being on. Can't wait to be back. I will always be back when it comes to talking about Georgia. And other stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome to come on to talk about other stuff as well. But love having you on. Love the passion. Love the fans that you have there. Even though you turned on Tom to join Batman.
I mean, if you like me and Dylan just randomly talking about random stuff while going on random tangents about weird stuff out of our hands, you will love the Dramatic Dream Dragons.
That is a show all about DDT and Dragon Gate.
Yeah.
Got some big stuff coming up there. Shimizu, as you mentioned, going for the title. Yeah, and as you got your wish, too, that we said on Dramatic Dream Dragons.
Yeah, they're being safe and doing it in his hometown, as they should.
They made the right call, folks. So yes. Good stuff there, DDT. We did a whole review on the latest DDT show, and we found out that Saki Akai is the top in DDT.
Yes.
Although she lost in her match, unfortunately. But still, lots of fun going on, lots of hijinks on Dramatic Dream Dragon. Shout out to Yannick as well, who was on there. Thank you guys for listening to this, and follow us along on Twitter. I'll put the links and everything. I do it every show anyway, to be honest. So it's always there if you want to follow us. Check out the YouTube page, as I mentioned. I put up the big Inoki retrospective. Rest in peace to Antonio Inoki, 1 year anniversary. Went through a career where he humanized a kind of complicated guy, if you look at his personal and wrestling life, especially.
That's actually a good point, because last year, when the five-star final was happening, that got announced. Because the five-star final was on October 1st last year, and I remember it vividly, because I was in my hotel room getting ready to go to Royal Quest in London, and it is still surreal, because that the first ever wrestling show I went to live in person was Royal Quest last year, and that was on the day the founder of New Japan died, and we had the 10 bell salute in the ring, and it was so surreal for me to be witness to history, kind of the first 10 bell salute in his name for the company he founded. It was a very surreal feeling. And rest in peace, Tony Inoki. I probably won't see Wrestle Dream live, but I'm looking forward to watching it.
That's right. Shout out AEW doing their thing. I don't know. I don't know how much of an Inoki tribute show it is, but Josh Barnett's on there. That's awesome. So I'm into that. We'll cover that on Wrestle Update, my other show, too. Talk about Tsukuban on there. We've been pushing it off, but we will very, very soon. I have a lot to say about that. A lot to say about Wrestle Dream. All kinds of cool stuff going on in the whole world of wrestling. Check out the Patreon as well for more of me and Sandre talking about Joshi. Check out the archives, too. Me and Striga did a whole series on Inoki on the Patreon the week of, 7 matches. He had never seen some of those matches. It was so cool to go with Striga. I had a ton of fun. It seemed like he liked it too on there. I think he really enjoyed it as well. He will be back very soon, and I will be back very soon as well with a show on all the stuff going on, because there's a lot going on in Japanese wrestling if you guys haven't kept up. But we will catch up with all of it, I promise, and continue going forward and all of the great stuff going on. So from the bottom of my heart, really, truly, thank you guys for listening to the show, coming along with us on this journey, whether it's on the Patreon, whether it's on the free show, whether it's on YouTube, Cage Match, Spotify, wherever you want to listen to the show. Please know that I appreciate it so much. Every comment on the Twitter, I love it. Please send messages to me, send messages to Eastern Lariat, tell us what you think about wrestling, the tournament, Stardom, Joshi, Nakajima, New Japan, whatever. We want to hear it all. So thank you guys so much for everything. God bless everybody. And as always, you know I love you. And until next time, sayonara.